direct. From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes. Welcome back to The Superiority Complex, everybody. Happy New Year, guys. Happy New Year. Happy to talk about those... Let's talk about those resolutions. Mm. You say you want a resolution. That's the version I like. There's a one
not
version.
The,
of...
A one, two, bump, a doom, a doom, bump, a doom. You don't like that one. They're like the mellow one.
No, you want to get I right say, into it.
You say you want a revolution.
John, quick. What is my favorite Beatles song?
None of them. None.
Revolution number nine.
Nope. Yeah. What is my favorite Beatles
Helter
song?
Helter Skelter.
Mm-mm.
Let's see.
None. It is, Penny Lane.
You know my name. Look up the number.
Nope.
Yellow Submarine.
No. I'm the Walrus.
When I'm 64.
Sounds of Silence. wrong band. Let's see. Your favorite one.
Across the Universe.
Nope.
Great movie, by the way.
Mm-mm. Yes, it is.
Let's see. Your favorite Beatles song.
I don't think there is one.
There is one.
This is a trick question. Question. it's that real short one. It's that.
That's the trivia question.
The birthday song. That's a really short one.
Maxwell Silverhammer.
That is the trivia question for the week. Please,
oh, I know. It's
please say it's your birthday.
Please leave a comment on the Facebook page.
I got it.
Or
I got it.
You
got
send us a tweet.
It's flying.
At Suplunk Complex.
Bring back
my
to me.
Complex.
Is there an answer? There is an answer. Your favorite Beatles song.
I love it.
It's the one song you love from the Beatles.
I do. I love it.
Now I'm curious. What is it?
I can't.
Oh, come on.
I can't tell you.
You can say it off the air.
I'll give you a hint.
Yes.
Those Ukraine girls really knocked
back
me.
Back in the USSR.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
It is. That's right. Yeah. And no Ringo.
Right, it's Paul on drums.
On the drums. What's going on?
Always make a point of that.
Hey, go Paul on the drums.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. That's I do have a favorite Beatles song.
It is a good one. Wow, that just sounded terrible.
Just throw your phone across the room, I don't you.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I got to check in at Undercity. All right, here we go.
Everybody, pull out your phones, pull out your Twitters.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
How did you celebrate your New Year? How did you two lovebirds, Justine? I'm talking to Justine and Patrick.
I don't remember what I did.
Patrick, whoa.
Wow.
First of all, let's talk about it. You are closely shorn like a sheep.
I just got a fresh haircut today.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I was looking like a wild beast for a couple weeks.
Now you look like a World War One guy.
Thank you. You'll still make fun of my hair.
It's like Boardwalk Empire.
But, yeah. If you comb it straight back, you'd look like
Pidgeotto.
Colin Farrell. Pidgeotto now.
Yeah.
If you did it straight back, you would look like Colin Farrell in Fantastic Beasts.
I think it's still too long for that. But yeah. What did we do? New Year's Eve, we went to Justine's sister's house and played a bunch of board games. We played Secret Hitler.
Yes!
They loved it.
There's a band called Secret Hitler.
No, there's a board game called Secret Hitler.
I was Hitler, and I made it all the way through.
Yes, Justine actually
won. I
won
as Hitler.
It'll never happen again.
It's not going to happen while we're playing, I can assure you.
But how many times did I get on the winning team in Secret Hitler last week?
We all trust you. And
I was
it's
Hitler. I was, there is a great board game called Secret Hitler. It's a social deduction game. And there has never been a more exciting game about passing policy and trying to elect the chancellor.
True.
It's so much fun. It's really great.
And playing it drunk is difficult, but a lot of fun.
That's how I won.
You
got him drunk?
Yeah, I was drunk.
Everyone drunk.
Everybody was.
No one paying attention to me, and I won.
No one ever pays attention. You always sneak it in, too. That's how you get it in. Not that
That's
way.
That's what she said.
I didn't mean in a bad way.
Not that way.
In a good way.
You slip in under the radar all the time at game night.
At the very beginning, everyone's against me.
Well, because
I don't do anything and they're against me.
But it's mostly because of your personality, not because of the way you play the game.
You just keep digging that hole.
It's just
what I meant was your personality. I mean, what I mean to say is that is
disassembling. We got to pause real quick. Patrick's disassembling the X-Wing toy.
Oh, my bad.
I know he's breaking it.
My bad.
What's great is inevitably somebody will pick up one of these toys and go,
something's wrong with your targeting.
Is the leg supposed to come off?
Yeah.
Is that broken or is it supposed to come apart?
It's actually worth more if you break it.
And then, so that was New Year's Eve. And then
time out. You just heard John Sandy.
Uh-huh. Hi.
And also here's Jake.
Uh-huh.
And running the boards. I'm a terrible host because I didn't introduce him.
You did that last week, too.
Hello. Renee Bravo is back as a board.
Yeah.
the way we like
Man,
it.
I just got... Ow! I had too many Jack in the Box tacos.
Taco heartburns?
A little plug for Jack in the Box.
We're going to talk about that next segment, but let's talk about your New Year's Eve.
So that was New Year's Eve. Went to her sister's house. Had a lot of fun. Drank too much. Actually made it to midnight for once in a long time.
Nice.
Because I'm an old man. And then New Year's Day, we went to my mother's house.
I didn't ask you what you did for New Year's Day. So how did you bring in the New Year?
And we Quite ate a bunch of Dungeness crab.
You played Dungeons and Crabs?
We ate a bunch of Dungeness crab. You know Dungeness crab?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're from the Bay. That's 40 huge. 40 pounds. That's like tamales for you guys.
Yeah, it's huge. So 40 pounds of crab. And
How was the Dungeness crab?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You liked that too?
I ate a lot of it. I think I was the only one that kept eating, though.
Yeah, she didn't
I don't
stop.
Know what it was. What? I felt like I wasn't full, so I just kept going with it. It's really weird.
Yeah, that's what you do. You keep eating until you don't want to eat anymore. That's
keep eating until you pass out. Yeah.
That's well, you know, if you're in America, feeding. You eat even when you're full. You keep
I want to say I stopped because no one else was eating.
Yeah.
You just
yeah,
you go, girl. Like, right, is that, do we still say that in 2017?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Did that die out?
You go, girl.
No, you go, Glenn Coco. Or,
oh, yeah.
What is that's, that?
What is
you
that?
Do you,
that's
boo-boo.
Mean girls.
I don't know what that means.
You do you, boo-boo.
Yeah, I don't like that saying. You do
that's,
you. I don't
that's
like
what
that
I do.
Phrase.
I like to say it.
I don't like that phrase.
Because it's kind of sassy. It's
do right. you.
It's I don't good. Like treat yourself. Parks and Rec ruined
best,
it. Treat
best
yourself.
Day of the year.
Treat yourself.
I like it.
What'd you do for New Year's, Mario?
Worked. Jake, what did you do?
Worked.
No bitterness there. I yeah. worked.
I worked, too.
What did you do? How about
it
you,
was
John?
Bull.
Oh, I hung up with some friends and just watched old movies and stuff.
What did you watch?
Nice.
I slept through some things. somebody, you know what we watched a documentary on that guy, Floyd Norman, was an animator at Disney. He's the cool. first black animator at Disney. Started like in 56, and he's still there. He's like 80, and he's still doing stuff, advising him on Pixar projects and storyboarding and
wow.
all that.
What's the name of it?
It's called An Animated Life, Floyd Norman. And so it starts about, he joined in like 56.
Wow.
And
wow.
I think that was, he was doing stuff on Sleeping Beauty, like maybe working on, can't remember how he started, but he was an in-betweener, which is kind of like the low man on the totem pole. You're mm-hmm. doing not the key poses, but everything in between. But then he worked his way up. So by the time he's doing the Jungle Book, they want him to like do scripts and doing the storyboarding for Mowgli and stuff.
That's awesome.
And he mentored under the nine old men. You know, he learned stuff from Ward Kimball and Milt Kahl, all those guys. So he's got stories to tell. And he's, like I said, he's still there. He's 80. And he's come and gone, but they always call him back and say, we need help on this. Why don't you come and help us, you know, kind of rethink this character for this movie. So, yeah, he's still around.
That's what a great way to spend New Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
I don't know if it's as good as getting drunk and pretending to be Hitler, but...
Yeah, it's a different kind of experience.
We badly explained that game.
Yeah, we really did.
Yeah, you pass policy and someone's Hitler, it's great.
Yeah, that's it.
It sounds like, in my mind, I'm picturing something like Clue, where you're trying to like put together who's who.
No, not really, because you're all playing around a table, and everybody gets a turn to be president, and when you're president... You get to pick who's going to be chancellor. Everybody votes. Okay, I'm going to make this person chancellor. There are secret identities in the game. So you hand out an envelope, and some people are fascists and some people are liberals. So you're all members of the German parliament, and you're trying to pass policy. So you get these, you pick up these tiles, and sometimes, just through the course of the game, because of the way the deck is shuffled, all three of them might be fascist policies. But nobody knows anybody else's. Well, the fascists all know who each other are. Nobody else knows who anybody is. And one person's secret identity is Hitler. Hitler does not know who anyone else is, but the fascists know who Hitler is. And they're trying to help him.
This game is way too close to the bone, too close to reality.
Yeah, it is. It is.
In 2017, that's a scary ass game.
But what ends up happening is the person who's president has to – the chancellor picks up the policy and hands it to the president. Or is that
– No, reverse.
Reverse. So you could, just by luck of the draw, accidentally give someone who is also a liberal, who is also on your team, you could give him the wrong policy to pass.
Yeah.
So now you're both under suspicion, and you never know who.
Wow.
But then you can also kind of suss out who's on your side. Because you could say, well, you know, if I'm a fascist, and this person will know I'm a fascist because I'm going to give him one fascist and one liberal, and he'll pass the fascist one and we'll know. Hitler will be able to see who... his allies are.
This seems like a dream game for history majors and poli sci.
It's
majors.
A lot
it's
of fun.
A lot
super
of fun.
Fun.
Even for people who don't like board games, my my mom and then a few of my friends who've never played board games before came over and we played it, and they had so much fun.
Wow.
Because it's not like a board game in the sense that there's like a whole bunch of like different strategies and new rules that you need to learn. It's very simple. And they just started getting into it, and it's more so about interaction between people, which I think what makes it so easy to get into.
Yeah, it takes like a round or two to kind of realize.
Yeah,
it's and then the rules change a little bit depending on how many people are playing. But
how is this different from Stratego?
You don't move any pieces.
You don't move any pieces. It's just we're all sitting around a table just like this,
right.
And we're all handing each other these, so we can all see which Jake just passed a liberal policy, but you could always pass a liberal policy to throw people off, and you can say, "Look, I did that so many times last week.
I passed two liberal policies.
I passed two liberal policies. I was Hitler the whole time.
I did that.
Yeah,
I passed it's a liberal, and I was Hitler.
Get him under a false sense of security, and
secret
then
Hitler.
Seems like it would help these days to play this game.
The one idea
it's called Secret Trump, it'll be the same thing.
Yeah. The one thing that's funny though is to soften the idea of playing for whatever reason. They'll give you a roll card, and it'll say liberal or fascist, and the liberals are all kind of cartoony. They kind of look like Carl in Up. They kind of look like
bit.
That.
Very
like that
geometric.
Carl. Yeah, like very geometric.
Carl.
Coral.
Carl.
Coral.
Coral.
Carl.
Coral. But the fascists and Hitler are lizards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're like
monsters.
Lizard people. They're like lizard people. They're not. It's not an actual representation of Hitler.
And Hitler's a T-Rex.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, Hitler's a T-Rex.
Yeah. T-Rex, 20th century boy.
Interesting. Yeah, T-Rex.
How about that?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
T-Rex.
If somebody was running, if somebody else was running the board, that would be queued up right now.
I love that song. That would probably make my top 10 songs of all time.
Is that true?
20th Century Boy by T-Rex, yeah. One of the greatest riffs of all time.
Let me ask you a question. What are your top 10 songs of 2017 so far?
What's that?
What's your top 10 songs of 2017 so far?
Oh, jeez.
What have you heard?
You know, well, I talk-
Has anything even been released in like the past 4 days?
Well, I told you my favorite album. That
Let me ask you this.
Angel Olsen, yeah.
What was the first song you heard in...
There you go. Very loud, Renee.
That's a good riff.
That's great.
Yeah. You guys know that song, right?
That's they're starting to use it in commercials and stuff now, like movies and commercials.
Look up.
Yeah, you hear it in movies.
T-Rex. That's 20th Century Boy by T-Rex.
If you like glam, check out
glam rock.
Well, you know they're using this now like they were using Lust for Life a couple years ago. Everybody was using Lust for Life.
It was like cruise ships.
Yeah, carnival cruises and movies, and whenever you need to like just like. Give something a kick in the ass, energy-wise. You put in that riff, and you're there, you know.
I'm going to listen to that song when I get home.
This is, like, famous in, like, car commercials. Like, you hear this in car commercials.
Yeah. They're starting to use this.
Carl's Jr. commercials?
Yeah.
They had, like, one... In America, they had one hit. Bang a Gong, Get It On. That was the only hit they had in America. But in England, they were huge.
Bang a Gong, Get It On.
Yeah. I'm really relaxed. You like this pose?
You look super comfortable. Mario slinks so low in his chair, he can't even reach the
There you light. Go. This is the only hit they had in America.
There you go. I know this one.
This was their only, you know, top 10.
This one you hear on every day.
But in England, he was huge. He was as big as Bowie for a time. For like 2 years, he was as big as Bowie in England. There was like a T-Rex mania. You know, Ringo even filmed a movie about it.
Really?
Yeah, called Born to Boogie. And it showed you this mania, like just 2 years worth, where he was the biggest thing going in England. But it didn't really translate so much over here. You know?
So, I like it.
Yeah. He was buddies with Bowie. Kind of like, you know, they were like rivals.
Let me tell you something about this, John. I know it's only rock and roll.
But you like it.
But I like it.
I know it's only rock and roll.
That was a reference for John. See, the kids, they don't get it. We're like speaking our own language.
It's
over
like
here.
When I caught Jolson at the Olympic Theater. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I tell you, the charisma.
And he did Mammy.
Yeah. He said, I know it's only Yiddish, but I like it.
I love it.
Anyway, we just lost half the audience.
That's four down to four.
Beautiful.
Wow, you guys went out from last week.
Beautiful.
Two
more than last
are
week.
Are in here all of them.
Yes.
So now, hey, but how about that Beyonce? Oh, a contemporary reference.
Hey.
Everybody back.
How about that Beyonce?
Everybody back.
Yeah.
Hey.
Did you make any resolutions? Did you, John? Do you have a do you do
I
any resolutions?
I don't do that. What am I going to do? Oh, I'm going to eat less this year. Right, that's going to happen. I'm going to do more. I'm going to exercise more this year. That's not going to happen. So, no. So
why not? Well, here's what we'll do.
You know what? I don't feel like it.
I thought our New Year's resolution was to get John the internet.
You know what? Fuck you. That's why.
We're starting a campaign, John, to get
it.
You.
I don't have to have it. I use it.
No. We want to get it for you.
It's enough at the library.
It's a social experiment.
Get enough of that shit at the library.
It's a social experiment.
It's a social experiment. We want to see.
Would John ever leave the house? Yeah, if he had the internet, would he ever leave his house? And the answer is no.
New Year's resolution, leave the house.
You would just be watching documentary after documentary.
Yeah.
They did what?
Yeah. At the library, I'm like, can I have another half hour? One more half hour.
What do you mean jet fuel?
So how does it work when you go to the library?
You get an hour. And then if there's nobody. I mean, they got like 20 setups, so it's like if nobody's around, you can say, "Yeah, can I have another half hour?" They go, "Sure, give me another half hour," and that limits me to 90 minutes instead of just like all day long just watching.
Yeah,
shit
no,
all
let's
day
get
long.
You on the internet. I don't like his time crunch.
I just want to see him come back going, "Guys, have you seen this BoJack Horseman? Have you seen this thing?"
Just, no,
that's a great
you heard
show.
Of Keyboard Cat.
I was on the Monica Bellucci, the website for over 48 hours straight. You know,
I want to see John's reaction to Nyan Cat.
Yeah. And we'll sign him up for Facebook.
Yeah,
yes. Safe to say, I will never.
You never sign
we'll
up.
Ease him into it. We'll sign
John,
him up on
we
MySpace.
We have a little surprise
no
for you. You
no,
had an account for about this.
We've been using your name.
We're all your friends.
Facebook.
All right. Can you bring up Nyan Cat, the Nyan Cat song? I want you to hear this.
Okay. This is one of the great things you get on the
internet. Beautiful song.
This is what you're missing.
It's beautiful.
I have something else from the internet that will change your life.
Is this a meme?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Mind you, this is 3 minutes and 36 seconds.
What's a meme now?
And I need the internet. Why?
No talking.
It just keeps going. For 3 minutes and 36 seconds. And then let me show you what it is.
Show them what it looks like.
It's a cat.
I gotta show them the...
Its body's a Pop-Tart. It makes rainbows as it runs.
That's basically
and
it.
So, I need this?
Yes. Yes, you do.
John, you need this.
Christ almighty.
No, John.
I think this is the problem.
This
I
is
think
the internet.
Is,
right. So people you know, make 10-hour videos of this.
He needs the virtual reality thing.
Yeah.
We need to show him VR.
I bought a viewer, like one that Ephraim recommended.
Oh, your favorite. Yeah.
Little car. Yeah, he is my favorite.
Yeah,
that's what I heard on
favorite.
The last.
What I hear? What'd you guys hear?
Yeah, that he's your favorite. You can't get even our names.
We heard who your favorite was of the kids.
We're practically related.
Yeah, that's
y'all
the problem. You
talk
can't...
smack about everybody and like, oh, Ephraim's a bad.
Mario's got sort of a sheepish grin. He's like winking. Like, uh-huh. What are you going to do? I got caught. What am I going to do?
He's been here twice and he's doing better than the rest of us. Mm-hmm.
He knows he heard us.
Next thing I do is I just throw the Nixon wave up and I'm out.
Turns back.
I'm out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the key word? Was it Nine Inch Nails? All of a sudden, he just blossomed.
That was Dev. That
oh,
was
okay.
Dev.
I'm mixing up.
He
Ephraim
was here
with
earlier.
Dev
was back.
Dev.
Shout out to Dev, who was on our show last
Dev
week.
Dev is back.
He was really quiet, and then when I saw the Nine Inch Nails shirt, he just blossomed. He's like, "Oh my god, this latest."
Oh yeah,
one.
Your guys is. Student learner.
Yeah, did you like that?
Yeah, he was nice. He was cool.
Was cool
but he came him. Out of left field towards the end.
Yeah.
That's what it was. He
was
took
really
off
good.
His jacket and it said Nine Inch Nails and it just lit him like a fuse. Yeah. It was like all of a sudden it was like, whoa.
That's right.
It was He's like, it was time to get ill.
What's the time?
It's time to get ill.
It's time to get ill.
What's the time?
Or he said it was business time.
It's business. It's business
it's
time.
It's business time.
Now, listen, let me ask you this, guys. Did you make any resolutions?
Yes. Did you
back
make a,
to that.
Mario, did you make
I
a
get
resolution?
I feel like you made one.
You are so funny.
No, I don't have any resolution. It's just that... Thank you. It's just that I don't really feel like we need to make any resolutions beyond, you know, the next 15 or so days and then...
Just survive. Yeah.
After that, it's just
survival.
The purge.
I made a
resolution. I have a resolution.
Well, I'm sorry, Renee. I didn't ask you.
Yeah. Ignore Justine. What's your resolution, Renee?
It's actually to get my license.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what? Let's work on that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Okay.
Says the man who gave him a ride to work. Yeah.
So, Renee's license. John gets the internet. What other life-affirming actions can we change?
What do you got, Justine?
I'm drinking more water. So I had to drink water.
This isn't Lent.
Well,
this is the New Year.
That's so easy.
I'm giving up soda for the year.
But I can go. I go a few
giving
days
up the
without
pop.
Drinking water. So
oh, that's dangerous.
That's why I'm trying to drink water.
That's dangerous.
Huh? She always comes to me. I have a headache. I don't feel well. Did you drink water? No.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what
You're
it is. You're
dehydrated.
Yeah. Yeah.
You probably shouldn't. You probably shouldn't rinse your mouth out with soda after brushing your teeth.
That's so good. I love doing that.
It's just Hershey's chocolate
syrup. Especially with Mountain Dew, you know, chocolate syrup.
I'm pretty good, but I have a resolution I'm really good about keeping it. So.
Yeah, she is for the year, and then she just knocks it.
Yeah, as soon as that's done, I'm like, oh, good, I
so
did it.
So it's basically she does a year-long Lent.
I did it!
The secret to drinking more water is you got to sneak it into things like beer.
Tea,
soda,
yeah, you gotta incorporate
Gatorade.
All the
you gotta just when, drink it when you don't
sugar
want
sugar
water. You know, just always sugar. Have the bottle around.
So I've been drinking a lot of
sugar.
Water with lemon.
Water.
Recently.
Do you have a favorite water? What's your favorite bottled water? This is our question for today.
Oh yeah.
What
everyone
is your favorite bottled water?
I'm quite partial.
Aquafina.
Yeah. Aquafina.
I'm quite partial to the Voss water.
Well, I just don't like Dasani. I think Dasani has a really soft taste.
I agree.
Taste
Dasani
to it,
is disgusting.
And I don't like that it does.
Yeah, there
that.
Is something odd.
No,
with that
Dasani.
One.
I like Arrowhead.
But one of them is Pepsi and one of them is Coca-Cola. Yeah. You look at the fine print and they're
yeah.
all.
Dasani is Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm an Arrowhead man myself.
Myself as
well.
Yeah,
I don't mind Arrowhead.
Or Crystal Geyser.
Crystal Geyser.
Smart Water's also good.
I think anything but.
It kind of makes me dumb.
Or Voss Water.
Voss Vata. Yeah.
I think
really
it all comes
expensive,
out of a garden
but it's really
yeah.
nice.
It's the old it's Mad Magazine same... thing where you look in the warehouse and they got a garden hose.
It's all
going,
the same spigot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, just the plastic taste.
But they taste
dope.
Whoa. Like... One person at a time.
No.
No, there's chemicals in it.
You used to say crosstalk. No crosstalk.
No, gosh darn.
Very passionate about our water, okay?
What were we going to say, Renee?
I was going to say, I think my dad says he doesn't like Arrowhead. He likes Crystal Geyser, but he doesn't like Arrowhead because it tastes like spit.
Tell your old man.
Spit.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong as Mario it's takes delicious. A deep swig of his Arrowhead water.
Spit.
Who spit? That's the question.
It's Jill St. John's spit.
Oh, are we talking Diamonds Are Forever, Jill St. John?
Tiffany Case.
The worst James Bond movie.
Well, not the worst. Not the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the worst.
It is one of the worst.
Yeah. Worst Connery.
Probably bottom five.
Worst Connery, yeah.
My news resolution? I am...
No.
Okay.
Do you have a resolution?
I do.
Grow the sides out?
Yes. No, I'm quitting energy drinks.
Oh, good for you.
Okay. That's a big problem for me.
I did that a couple years ago. Rock Stars and Monsters.
Yeah.
I was drinking like two a day.
I drink like two Red Bulls a day and I need to stop.
They're really
and
bad.
I quit for a long time and then I started a new job at a different store and I just started drinking.
Stressed
again.
Out.
It's a bad habit.
It's the only, I think it's the only nod to health I ever did was to drink. Yeah. I stopped sodas and Monsters. Yeah.
So I'm drinking a lot more tea, which is good. It's caffeine, but the problem with it is just you miss that jolt of caffeine.
You miss the burn.
That burn of just like that rush of caffeine.
That's what I'm drinking. Everything's tea now. And it's like, well, it doesn't quite have the...
It gets you there. It just
the
takes
sparkle,
a little longer.
Yeah.
The what?
And I don't like coffee.
It's
I can't
tough.
Drink coffee.
I didn't used coffee. To like coffee until I became diabetic, and now I drink coffee like a fiend. Mm-hmm. I'm like a microphone.
Well, now they
fiend.
Found out, that, of course, that coffee is actually good for you. I love that. That's the latest
thing.
Yeah. Oh, didn't we tell you? We were wrong the last 100 years. Coffee's good for you.
Coffee's good. Keep drinking coffee.
I love that. Chocolate, wine, and coffee. It's all good for you.
Yay!
And eggs, too.
In moderation.
And also chili dogs. Oh, we forgot to tell you. Chili dogs are all good for you. And deep fried, anything deep fried. That's good for you, too.
Deep fried Oreos, avocado.
Oh, didn't we tell you? Chocolate eclairs are good for you.
Also funnel cakes.
Yeah.
Oh, with like boysenberry.
Yeah.
That's very fun.
When you're at Knott's Berry Farm.
That's very fun.
I've never been.
Hey, sit down. Hey, sit down. It's a long ride. Hey, sit down.
I've never been.
Speaking
oh, really?
Of nuts.
Time out.
I've never been.
We have two things about you.
I like the fried chicken there.
I love to throw in things
yes,
I've never done or anything like that to freak
time
my
out.
Restaurant.
Yes.
It's really good.
Justine,
love it.
Time out.
Shut your mouth.
Hold
Renee was about to say something.
Yeah.
What were we going to say?
I was going to say, did you hear about what happened at Knott's?
That's what I was going to bring up.
Okay, go ahead.
But let's get into this first. Chicken dinner?
Yeah. I love it.
It's
I love
good.
It. Mrs. Nutt's chicken dinner.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
You're like right in the front of the park.
Yeah.
It's good.
Hey, that was there before the park was there.
That's
and
it.
They built the park so people would have something to do while they're waiting 3 hours for the chicken. Did you know that?
No.
All that
amazing.
Stuff got built around because they're like, God, people are waiting for 3 hours to get to the chicken dinner. We got to give them something to look at. So they built the ghost town and they put in a few rides. Next thing you know.
Next you know.
All because of
it's
chicken.
A chicken on a piano.
It's that's my favorite John Sandy quote of all time. One of them is, well, you know, Knott's Disneyland's robot pirates. Knott's is a chicken playing the piano. God. There was never a more apt description.
Yeah, they used to have a chicken in a cage with a little piano, and you put a nickel in, and it would like put
feed.
The feed would come down the chute and on the keys of the piano, and it would tap out a tune on the piano. So Disney's got Mr. Lincoln, an animatronic representation of Mr. Lincoln, and at Knott's, you've got the chicken playing the piano.
That's awesome. Good times. So you've never been to Knott's?
Never.
Hey, but he hasn't lived down here for that long.
I haven't lived
down
here.
Oh, where did you come from?
I'm a Northern California boy, so I grew up
Where did you go to make out when you were like in eighth grade?
Okay, so you grow up in the country. There's wine fields and vineyards everywhere. You go pick one and you hide one in there.
Oh, you make out.
What is this, the first 20 minutes of Gladiator?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Except a lot greener.
Are you not entertained?
Yeah. Maximus Decimus Meridius.
So yeah, that'd be interesting. So
I've never been to Knott's Berry Farm. No.
So you need to go.
I want to.
But you've been
because
you've had the chicken dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up here, so.
Justine doesn't like me enough to take me.
There's nothing to see.
I need one to take me.
The fun of it is the ghost town, you know, because the rest is just roller coasters. You can see that anywhere, you know.
I like the they have a ride there, Ghost Rider, I think.
That's the best.
But it's made out of wood, yes. So I love that it's scary. That is
the best roller coaster. Yeah, I love it
because you feel like you're going to get your head chopped off
because it's made out of wood. Yeah. That is not a smooth ride.
Yeah,
and it's got some crazy steep.
It's really
dives.
Cool when you
see all the beams. It's just,
it's cool when you see a lot of heavy people on it and the sparks are just flying off the back.
And you think, are we going to make it?
Yeah,
that's one of those roller coasters where you wonder if you're going to make it.
Yeah,
it's like, man, if all it takes is one plank.
Is this the
one plank gives?
The thrill of that is interesting.
For some reason, I like the wooden ones better than the metal ones. Yeah, that's a good one. I also love that it goes over the parking lot. They've run out of room. It had to go over the parking lot.
Yeah, that's sketchy.
Most Knott's roller coasters are like straight up and straight down because they just do not have the real estate that Magic Mountain and Disneyland has.
Well, speaking of straight up and straight down, over last week, people up on the
nice segue.
On the observation deck, is that observation?
The sky cabin?
That is what it's called. They got stuck up there for how many hours, Renee?
Oh, like over 5 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, my
and
God.
The firemen had to bring them down, and they brought them down like in cables.
They had to do like...
One by one, huh?
Yeah, one by one.
They tried everything to get that thing down, and they couldn't do it. They called the fire department. Yeah. They worked on it, and they finally said,
basically had to do like a rescue mission.
Yeah, it was like 20 people.
What's in the middle part?
It's just like one long like pole, basically.
Oh, yeah. I always thought there was like a ladder.
Oh, there is, but you can't bring people down a ladder.
Some of them were kids, too.
That's how they go.
My brother immediately said, "What if you had to go to the bathroom?" It's like,
that's always my thought when I'm up there.
You're gonna find a corner, I think.
Like, there's no corner. It's weird.
Hey,
have you been up there?
Nice.
Sky Cabin, no.
You ever been in the sky?
I've seen it, but I never went.
There used to have parachutes around the outer edge. There were parachutes that stopped working, so they just got rid of them.
Yeah, I remember.
And now
the
they're
parachutes.
Chris, my brother, says they'll probably just get rid of this sky cabin because it's like the third time it's broken down in like the last.
The parachutes were awesome because you actually stood up in a little cage that you could jump out if you wanted to.
Yeah,
there was nothing keeping you in there.
Yeah,
and they would just take you to the top of the.
It was like the sky buckets. If
it
you
was
wanted,
higher.
Yeah.
They were actually higher than the sky cabin.
Really?
They go higher than the sky, and then they would just drop you. Yeah,
you can jump out.
Yeah, you want to.
It was probably that cage was probably up to your chest, but if you wanted to,
wait, no,
you
intentionally could. Jump out, or just like you have that option.
You have the option.
I mean,
like
you always have the option.
You know, if you want to, you're gonna do.
You always have that option.
You always have that option.
But you know, that was really a
of
great
course,
view. Of Buena
there's
Park,
always know? My way. You know, you just and then you're just out. Highway to Hell.
And then they changed that dinosaur ride into like a educational ride. I think. Mm-hmm.
What is that now?
Oh yeah, what is it now?
They connected all of the carts now together. Mm-hmm. So then they all ride through time about dinosaurs.
Oh yeah.
I liked that ride. Okay.
That used to be the makeout ride.
Yeah, because it was the berry.
It's that only not... dark. Ride that goes really slow.
It was the
Barry
Knott's
Family
Berry
Tales.
Yeah.
That's Berry Tales. Yeah, and that's when they had the John Wayne Theater. That was the Gypsy Camp. Like, how many people can you offend in one land? It was like the Gypsy encampment, and then you had the John Wayne Theater.
No,
I'm showing him video of the.
Are you kidding?
Of the parachute ride.
I wonder if anyone's got video of the rescue. I'd love to see the video of the rescue.
John's got it, or Renee's got it on.
That's sketchy.
Is that crazy?
You just jump. Nuh-uh. Hell no.
What about the wacky soapbox racers?
That's right. And the motorcycles too, right? Or did they change that into?
They're just
soapbox?
Giving people motorcycles to ride. Jeez.
Yeah. When you walk in here, have a motorcycle.
Oh, somebody got hurt on that ride and they changed it.
Yeah. somebody always gets hurt, and then they always say, well, let's slow it down and bring it inside.
Why are people stupid?
Do you remember, the best one was years ago. Like, back in the 70s, they had actual old automobiles. They weren't on a track, but they had bumpers, so you couldn't really get outside of the track, and you couldn't go more than like 10 miles an hour, 5 miles an hour. Remember that? Henry's Auto Livery, it went around the circumference of the park, the outer ridge
of
the park.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were like out in the parking lot.
And it wasn't like Autopia. It was of a real car, but you really couldn't go more than like 5 miles an hour. But it wasn't on a track, so you really felt like you're a kid in a gasoline-powered car. Cool. You know? Yeah.
I love it.
They got rid of it.
They got the stagecoach.
They still have the stagecoach?
They got the train.
Yeah.
And you get robbed. The bandits get on it. You better go.
Patrick, they're talking it up. We're not
I
going.
I kind of have to
We're going to
know. They're talking
it's
it up.
It's kind also, of fun just walking through Ghost
why
Town.
Why are we not going?
Calico Mine Ride? You don't like that?
Not Scary Farm?
You go there, and you the get there ride. The whole year free.
And the log ride.
And the log ride.
You probably buy one ticket and you get 2 years free.
Oh, jeez.
The year passes are like $99. It's worth going. Jaguar? The big cat of roller coasters?
Accelerator.
Jaguar's the worst roller coaster ever, by the way. But great line queue. Looks like an Aztec temple. John, here's the...
This was a little girl that was in the ride.
Wow. We need to recording. Lazy Susan for Renee's computer.
Yeah, we need to get that on some kind of...
We need a projector.
For those of you who'd like to donate so 21 to this
we need
dark.
A big. We need a big screen right here.
Back at a ride at Knott's Berry Farm yesterday is recounting the experience tonight. Ella Javage was among 21 people standing in the sky.
Selfie.
Stuck about 100 feet above ground for 8 hours.
Whoa.
Ella snapped these pictures. Firefighters used a line and a harness to lower the riders down one by one. Ella was with her parents on the ride, and she says they told her everything was going to be okay, but she was still frightened.
I was just kind of scared.
Ugh.
Like, I didn't know what was going to happen.
This is kind of like Monsters
or how they were going to get us down.
Can he
I was
me?
Excited that
I saw it with my own eyes.
Shot laser beams out.
Oh my gosh, glad everyone is okay. You could see that flashlight light that her face was a little uncertain. She was scared. There was no light, by the way, in the cabin. Firefighters had to use flashlights as they prepared the riders before rappelling them down.
Why was this thing still running? How are there no lights in there?
Yeah, I get that maybe the engine's out, but no lights. God,
jeez.
Why did they take so long? You think after an hour, they're like, let's just get them down.
Well, they tried. They had engineers working on it, trying to get it down, and then they had the fire department. Trying to, you know, just engineers trying to get the mechanism to work. And they finally said, we're going to have to just take them down one by one.
Yeah, they did their whole shift.
Why didn't they just
hours, right?
take them down first and then work on it?
I mean, that's
why
what I would have
done. That's the smart
you
thing
have to understand.
Do.
I mean, it's probably a lot has to do with liability. I mean, you're mounting basically like a rescue, like a airborne rescue operation.
Your last option is to take, looking at that film, I thought maybe like they were like in some sort of like seat. They're just hanging onto the fireman's harness. Yeah. I mean, they're in a harness, but I mean, I thought maybe they're like going to bring him down in some sort of like something.
Secure,
yeah.
Probably to make
and
sure nobody's
I'm sure
in
that
a
they
wheelchair.
Were thinking, we're going to, this is like a nightmare to do this one by one for 21 people.
What if you're the last guy?
Can you imagine?
You don't want to be the first guy or the last guy.
You want to be number two or number second to last?
And they should have said, who's got to use the bathroom the worst? All right, you go first.
That place, probably, oh, can you imagine the smell in there? Probably smelled like New Orleans. What?
Wow.
Anybody from New Orleans listening to our podcast?
Not anymore.
So sorry.
What answer do you want?
How much time do we have left?
There's a story. You've heard the story, right?
33?
Yeah.
We'll be right back with the story about New Orleans. Let's tease that story.
You know how it was founded, right?
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Continue with your story, John.
I forgot.
New Orleans. You
New
were
Orleans.
Talking about the name of New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Oh, no, no, no. What it was is because you were talking about the smell. You said it smells like New Orleans. So the story goes that when Disney was just about ready to unveil New Orleans Square at Disneyland, he had the mayor of the real New Orleans come by. He goes, how about that? It's an exact replica. He goes, yeah, except it smells better. It's cleaner.
Wow.
Where's that effect? I think
their own
he
mayor.
Said it's cleaner, yeah. And the guy's all, yeah, what are you gonna do?
Wow, Walt.
Because he's got people running around sweeping up, you know, like crazy.
Of course.
Yeah.
Do you know about the sales up in New Orleans?
No.
The sales above the buildings? So they're saying that the pirates crashed into New Orleans, and that's why they're there on the Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
Uh-huh.
So if you ever look up above the buildings, you should see sales.
Oh.
I've been up there because I worked in New Year's, and everyone went up to the...
33?
I was working at Blue Bayou.
Okay.
So we're right under Club 33, yeah. And then when you go past that and you keep walking up and you get to the top of the building...
Yeah.
You see the sails, and then that's how we try to watch all the fireworks.
Oh, nice.
With, like,
nice.
A group of us.
How about that?
Let me ask you a question. In the whole time you were working at Disneyland, and this is a postscript to an earlier episode, did you ever see a ghost?
You hear sounds all the time, because there's that guy that rocks right by the big
bayou. Oh, right, right.
Sammy
yeah.
Hagar?
Yeah,
like, I want to rock. No, it's supposed to touch you, yeah.
But there's that old man and that creaking sound that you'll always hear.
Right. Ding,
ding, so you ding, constantly ding, hear ding, a sound.
Ding, that, but that's ding, it. Ding, you know, Chris worked at Knott's Berry Farm, and he said people used to see Walter Knott walking around. You know, they'd look down a corridor or something, like behind the kitchen or something, and they'd see some old guy walking around, look just like Walter Knott.
What if it was a, what would be even scarier if they saw Walt Disney walking around?
Kind of hellhole is he in?
Why is that happening?
So that's where they bury.
No, but
head.
When I used to walk to get on stage, I'd have to pass through Main Street and then cross through the fire where his apartment was.
Yeah.
And then you go back there, but you're trailing behind the jungle cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's dark, you just hear the shots fire. I always jumped, always.
I love it.
But you'd hear the shots fire, and then you would know you were a little bit closer to where you needed to be. Because then you pass through.
Would the jungle noises scare you like a lion? On the prowl, or like
no, all I would hear is just the
or the ooh ooh ah ah creature,
the ooh ooh ah ah creature.
Then you don't need to put creature. That's just called the ooh ooh ah ah.
Yeah, that ooh
the ooh ooh ah ah. Yeah,
yeah. You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, yeah.
In every jungle movie, ooh ah ah. What is that? A monkey? What is
it's
that?
A bird. It's a bird.
Is it a bird?
It's not like that's Pokemon. Tarzan, right? It's not like it's gonna say its name. Ooh ooh ah ah.
Oh, that's like George of the Jungle. That yeah. Eek, eek, tiki, tiki, tuki, tuki. They had a bird that was like eek, eek, ock, ock, tuki, tuki. And they called it the tuki, tuki bird.
Oh, yeah.
Tuki, tuki.
Tiki, tiki, and the tiki. Hold
on. It's
the tiki, tiki.
Me take a tuki, tuki bird to lunch. Steel track.
Ooh, ooh. I just look.
I love that. Confound it, George.
Hold on, guys.
An ape named Ape.
Is that what it is?
The way he'll schlep on his elephant ship. What a great
surely
show.
One of the greatest movies of our hold time.
On. Well, it was a funny cartoon. The movie wasn't so hot, but the cartoon
George,
was hilarious.
George of the Jungle.
You ever see the cartoon?
Mm-mm.
Check out the cartoon. You know, you didn't need a movie of the cartoon. It was like Rocky and Bullwinkle. Same
yeah.
guys.
Cartoon's good.
Jay Ward. It. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Hey, Rock.
Yeah.
It's Ruggy and Bullwinkle.
George
what is that ooh ooh ah ah bird?
It's the Tookie Tookie bird.
No, you tookie. Know what I'm talking about?
It's a toucan.
In every
yeah, I know it. Who knows? It's a toucan or something.
Well, I know that everybody knows.
Or
the
a
bird
macaw.
Is...
Oh. Maybe a macaw or a toucan.
It's, why is it in the tiki room? Can we hear that in the ooh ah?
I know what you're talking about. When you see like an old MGM Tarzan movie, you always hear it. Yeah.
Ooh ah. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
That happens. In
maybe
the
it's
tiki
a monkey.
Room.
Maybe it's a monkey.
The tiki room has like the people though, the drummers.
I love that at the beginning where it's all. Yeah. I am God of Hellfire.
I know the bird.
Go, Gene, go. I picture Mario when they're going, go, Gene, go.
All right, guys, let's get serious.
Oh, now.
For once.
Now you want to get serious.
For once.
Renee's
just I know the bird you're talking about, by the way. I don't remember the name, though.
The ooh-ah-ah creature.
I love it. Siri, what's the ooh-ah-ah creature?
It is a bird.
Is it a bird?
Yeah.
Is it a plane?
No, it's Superman.
Alexa, what is ooh ooh ah ah?
What is the ooh ooh ah ah?
Oh, is there
bird?
A version of Siri called Alexa?
Hey Google.
Yeah, Alexa is.
What is the ooh ooh ah ah bird?
Alexa's the Amazon Echo.
Google, what is the ooh ooh ah ah bird?
It's usually the way it goes. You got to repeat yourself. A couple
I'd love
times.
To hear the answer.
What is the Auburn?
What's Auburn?
No, it's a university.
Audrey Hepburn.
It's in Alabama.
Or just type in tropical. Okay.
What is the ooh ooh ah ah bird?
Ooh ooh ah ah.
Nope, it really wants.
You should be more specific. Make the sound. Say what movie is this from, and then make the sound. Ooh ooh ah 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 ah.
Do the tookie tookie, John, again.
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, tookie tookie. And Siri's all, you must be out of your mind.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, bird.
There is a list of mental facilities in your area.
And you wonder why machines will take over the world.
She's right. That's right. Keep cracking wise, you humans.
Is that today?
Loud sounds of today.
It kind of makes you miss Hugh Hauser.
Yeah.
You're telling me that bird makes that noise all day long? That's amazing.
You could make anything interesting.
You collect rocks for a living? That's amazing. Is that like a show? Like a National Geographic show?
Yes. It might be a screaming peeha, perhaps.
Play it.
Don't talk about your peeha.
It doesn't have a sound. Hold on. You want me to look up? I'll look it up.
Oh, that's great. What is that?
That's just someone's the thing.
That's great. So it makes the sound of you like tuning an FM radio?
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, bird. God dang it. We're never going to know.
Well, you really want to know, don't you?
This is what it's boiled down to.
You know what, guys? I'm
you know what it's going to be?
I went down a rabbit hole for a minute, but I'm back.
You know what? There's a million hours of National Geographic. Somebody has done a show on that. You just
on
know
the,
it.
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, bird. It's got to be.
Tang, one, one, bing, bing.
That's right. Ting, it's David Seville. That's what it is.
Jeez, John, you know everything.
My friend, the witch doctor, he told me what to say.
All right. So,
ting tang, walla, walla,
New Orleans.
Over the weekend, ting, ting, walla, walla, bing, bing. Or a couple, no, I think a day or two ago, the local NPR station here in Los Angeles did an article. They posted something on their Facebook page, and it is about some of the greatest food you'll ever wrap your lips around. And I'm talking about the Jack in the Box tacos. And
you are joking?
No joke.
NPR did a thing on the best.
Yeah, take two. Take two, the local from
sure,
local,
sure.
Local.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was taken from an article in the Wall Street Journal.
Unbelievable.
This is the Wall Street Journal. I don't have a date here, but it's this week.
They're running out of stuff to write about.
Can you read it like we're on
not,
NPR?
Well, they are not going to call Trump a liar, so they're going to write about Jack in the Box.
No.
Can you read it in a transatlantic accent?
Do you want me to read this in NPR style?
Yes,
please.
More than 1,000 times a minute, someone bites into what has been described as a wet envelope of cat food and keeps eating.
That's right on the money. That pretty much is what it is, yeah.
Jack in the Box is known to most of the country for its hamburgers and big-headed mascot. But for many of its devotees, the magic of the fast food chain lies in its interpretation of a taco.
I love that.
And at this point, you'd hear some like, hey, let me have tacos! Hey, hey!
Sound effects. Foley artist.
A tortilla wrapped around a beef filling that is dunked in a fryer and topped with American cheese, lettuce, and hot sauce. The taco appeared on the menu in the 1950s after the first Jack in the Box opened
Holy
in San Diego.
Shit.
As the chain spread beyond California, the taco has followed it. With good reason. Jack in the Box now sells more tacos than any other item on its menu, thanks to a legion of fans who swear by the greasy vessels, even as they sometimes struggle to understand their appeal.
That's great. That's great.
Love it.
I love that. That was a great reading.
Let me tell you something. The person they picked
to put the picture of,
it's like, oh my God. All right. Okay, anyway.
No, I don't get it. So, a bad picture?
Save that for later for a dramatic reading.
You know what oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you my theory on why. I never thought that was like the best-selling item on the menu, but I'll give you an idea of why it might be.
Because
if you're driving, most people are eating in the car, and it's the easiest thing to eat if you're in the car. You know, you can eat it one-handed.
Comes
you
in its own little sleeve, so it's not messy.
It's like three bites and you're done. That's got to be why it's the most popular menu on the item.
Here's what somebody else said in the article. Mike Primavera believes when it comes to Jack in the Box tacos, there are two kinds of people. Those who think they're disgusting, and those who agree they're disgusting but are powerless to resist them.
Exactly. That is really
And they're really cheap. They're real cheap. It's like, what, two for a buck?
Two for a buck.
Yeah.
Two for a buck.
Let me tell you something. Okay, now.
They got a super taco, too, now.
They used to have a super taco. They don't anymore. The super taco was like a double size. I think they changed it to Monster Taco.
Yeah.
But it was a super taco.
They put a little more cat meat, and it's a bigger tortilla.
Yeah. A little more cat meat.
They put
meat
like another slice of cheese and a little more lettuce.
So let me get the pulse of the room here.
Because you brought some today.
I did bring some in as a treat for...
Why you brought them?
Yeah.
To buy
yourself. Okay. Talking about. I said, we're going
to thought you were
today.
Just being nice.
You
okay.
think he did it out of the kindness of his heart? There's always a secret agenda.
Yeah, there's always something.
Well, first of all, I fed a room full of people for $12. I just want you guys to know. A room full of people. Yeah,
probably less.
So, Patrick, tell us, are you a fan of the Jack in the Box taco or no?
Yeah.
Justine.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, with the right condiments.
Okay, let me
come again.
Let me backtrack again.
Jeez. To a conversation.
Let me backtrack about an hour ago when I brought the tacos in. Justine happened to be in the restroom, and we're all out here, and I said, "Hey guys, I brought some tacos. You know, we're gonna little snack for everybody."
Yeah. You heard a scream from the bathroom.
Here comes two. I just the door flies open. And out comes, she's like, "You brought tacos?" And I said, "Yes." And then she looked at me and she said, "Do you have any ranch?"
Because that's what I associate with tacos.
A grown woman asked me if I had ranch for her tacos.
I didn't have Jack in the Box tacos till I was a senior in high school. And the guy that introduced it to me gave me ranch.
Was
and
he
I dipped
also a stoner?
It, and I've loved it ever since.
Was he white?
He was white.
Oh, fuck.
Of course.
Did he smoke a lot of pot?
He was putting shame to the rest of us.
I feel like he smoked a lot of pot.
But he introduced me to that and the chicken sandwich, and I would dip both of those into the ranch. And that's how I learned.
I'll tell you what the trick is. It needs something. You got to dunk it in something. Ketchup, hot sauce,
you
gotta something.
You got to try that ranch.
Now, here's what's funny. Here's what's funny. Well, we're at the drive-thru window because I gave Renee a ride in. She goes, "Would you like some taco sauce?" And I literally turn to go, and I go, "There's sauce on the fucking taco."
There's sauce on the taco.
Who needs to put extra sauce? What kind of maniac are you?
They're dry. You got to put
sauce
on them.
No, there's sauce in there, John.
It's not enough.
It's enough. Jake, I'm sorry. Justine, I cut you off.
You should only put ranch if it's the Jack in the Box one, though. Don't do
any other taco. No.
She going up to a taco.
I think what she's trying to say is it's not really a taco per se. It doesn't matter what you do to it.
We're going
to
get to that. We're going to get to that. Jake, how do you feel about the Jack in the Box taco?
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. There's no denying it.
It's like hard to admit, but they're like, yeah.
Why is it hard to admit? They're delicious. It's greasy, deep fried.
Meatless.
I'm used to eating them.
I will go so far as to say when I drive to Jack in the Box, that's the only thing I order. But I'll get like three of them, and I'll just go, okay, this is good enough until I get some real food. You know, it's like, you know what I mean? It's on the way home. Let's go. I'm driving. I can eat it with one hand. And their burgers are not very good.
No,
I gotta say,
there's nothing good on that menu.
You know, so what I usually get is like, if I don't get the tacos, I'll get like the egg rolls. Again, not a real egg roll, but easy to eat while you're driving, and it's better than the burgers. You know. I'll tell you the thing about the burgers. They never had the best burgers, and then after that E. coli scare, now they burn them. Now it's a burger that not only is it not very good, but you can't get it like, you know, anything other than burned.
They used to have,
well done, you know?
They used to have like a little cheeseburger that was pretty good.
Yeah.
And they took it away.
The Jumbo Jack years ago.
Now everything's all Jumbo Yak.
One other thing on the menu that's not bad is the spicy chicken sandwich on sourdough. Mm. That's not bad. It's like a deep fried thing. But the taco is usually what I get.
Now, here's the trick. Here's the thing.
But I'm under no illusion that it's a real taco.
But here's the thing. Renee, you're obviously a fan of the taco.
Yes, I like it.
Renee and I have something to admit.
He likes the taco.
Renee and I have something to admit.
Just winked at him. For the folks at home, he just winked
at him. You heard it here first.
We had...
Cover your ears, Justine.
We brought in, I believe, 20. There were 20 tacos in the bag?
Yeah.
In the bag. But we ordered 36.
They shortchanged you.
No.
No, he ate them all in the car.
Oh. Who? Mario or Renee?
Both of us were just like, pass me a taco.
Taco me, bro.
So delicious.
Well, that's hilarious. So by the time you got here, there were 12.
Yeah. I'm kidding. We did have two each.
Everybody.
We had two each. You have to eat them in pairs.
One's not quite enough.
Like the animals going into Noah's Ark, two by two.
That's right.
Two by two.
Through and through.
Now, to speak to what John was saying, I'm sorry I stepped on your foot, John. To speak to what John was saying, listen, I'm under no illusion that this is a real taco. And I will even go so far as to say is there is no fast food place that serves a real taco because the tacos you get in the United States served in a hard shell are not what you would get if you went to Mexico to order a taco.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No.
If you went to Mexico, you ordered a taco, they're either going to be like what we call a street taco or they're going to be something wrapped like we would call a burrito or a wrap.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a burrito in Mexico either.
No.
That whole hard shell thing was like a 50s American invention.
We would call that a taco dorado. You would fry the shell, and then it doesn't look exactly the same. But for something that approximates a taco, it is delicious. It beats all the other ones. It beats Taco Bell's tacos. It beats Del Taco tacos. And the fact is because the whole thing is deep fried.
And you're not looking for authenticity at Jack in the Box anyway. No, not even for a burger.
They hit.
That's what doesn't matter.
The glorious thing about the Jack in the Box taco that they get no credit for is this whole deep fried mania that has hit.
Yeah.
Taco Bell was years ahead of the curve on that.
Yeah.
Because now we're deep frying everything.
And it's not messy. Because of the way they put it together, it almost is like a grilled cheese.
It's glued together,
like all edges are like attached. Yeah. And so you eat like a Taco Bell taco in the car, it's going to go every place.
Yes.
It's all over your lap. This thing is so sealed up, it's almost like an empanada. So that's the other thing. It's really for driving and eating.
The traveler.
I can't stress that enough.
But everybody I know loves. There's nobody I doesn't know. There's nobody I don't know that does not like Jack in the Box.
No, you're
taco.
Right. That's funny because you walked in.
Even if it's grudgingly, even if you admit it grudgingly.
Everybody always has to make like when you walked in with that bag, everyone jumped on it. Oh, boy,
food?
Somebody always, somebody inevitably would go, well,
And we were curious too because we were a little bit worried because we saw a Jack in the Box bag and we're like, there's nothing good on that menu except one thing. Let's see how this goes. Did he get it right?
And when you said a bag of tacos for everybody, we all went, oh, boy.
Yeah.
But it's all tied in with the NPR story.
It kind of tripped something in me where I was like, you know what? Let's talk about the Jack in the Box taco because fast food comes up on here a long time because I'm a fat ass and
you're not alone.
but
it's funny because it's funny that NPR of all people is doing a story on the Jack in the Box taco. That's just hilarious.
John, here we go.
There we go.
You know what I'm going
to... Yeah.
You know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Mm.
Siri?
I don't know.
Is it Siri?
Hey, you find it? Did you find the bird?
He's like, hey, you know what this is?
The ooh-ah, ee-ee, cookie-tookie?
Is it somebody eating a Jack in the Box taco?
It's raining tacos. Run out of the sky. Tacos. No need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes.
Is this Perry Gimm?
Yeah, that's right.
So is that a
God? I'm on.
What is
I know.
This is like what the fuck?
What is that?
It's raining tacos, John.
I know, but is that like, somebody God, at home or is it a real?
Yeah, I do.
Is that a real recording artist or somebody in their kitchen?
By the way, this is a 10-hour, 10-hour version of that song.
It's funny how these things inevitably run all day.
Best at the internet. Best at the internet.
Oh, God. I already hate this girl.
No, I don't like her voice.
So, did you see Rogue One?
Mario, did you see Passengers?
I did not. Sure, I liked it. Oh, you know what? First of all, did anyone go to the movies or anything on New Year's? I like people go to the movies, see a new movie. Passengers did not get good reviews. Did you see it, John?
I saw it, and I really, really liked it. The critics were a little snarky about it. I thought it was very entertaining.
Go see it. Do you have to like Jennifer Lawrence to like it?
No, but it sure helps,
This one don't like her.
I don't like her.
He don't like her.
I miss
her.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about that, but you really...
But she talks about
You don't
food.
Quite get what the appeal is. You don't hate her, right?
I don't hate her. I'm just like...
Go see it. She's perfect for this.
She's a foodie, man.
She's perfect for this.
Oh, great. That's what we need.
And Chris Pratt is good. Actually, they got a lot of chemistry. It's a good match, those two. You know, alone on the spaceship.
Who wins? The zombies. Are there zombies?
Yeah, you should check
Space
it out.
Wins.
You should check it out. It's an interesting concept.
What do you give it out of 10? Give us
like an 8.
How did it look?
It looked like a 9. Yeah, it
who,
great.
Who directed it?
She looked like a 9.
You know, I had no idea. Mm-hmm.
But she danced like a 10.
Now, did you see the trailer before the movie?
I did, and it's a little misleading.
I was going to say, because I feel like I see the movie when I watch the trailer.
No, they didn't show everything at all that one.
Okay.
It's a little misdirection, but that's one trailer that didn't really show you everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I recommend it. Yeah,
okay.
I give it a solid 8.
I'll watch
it.
I'll end up seeing it now.
It's fun.
The kid's back in school, and I got time during the afternoon.
Yeah.
Go to the movies. I got to see Rogue One again.
Yeah, I need to see that again. I only saw that once. I need to see it again, There's no danger. That's going to be in theaters for another 6 months.
Is it, how's it doing money wise?
It's doing very well.
I think it just made top 100 grossing movies of all time.
The second biggest grossing movie for 2016. It was only out for like 2 weeks. You know.
Yeah, we already saw it twice.
Yeah. I've still
did
seen
it hold
it
up
only
the
once.
Second time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was better the second time.
That's always the question.
I got to see it.
Because I agree with him on.
He had that terrible visit,
but it definitely improves with age.
Yeah. Well, with The Force Awakens, I thought it worked just as well the second time.
Yeah. Four mm-hmm. times.
Yeah.
But, and Mario, you have seen it a second time since that first.
The second time was the time I enjoyed it.
Because the first time people were talking and babies
were
crying.
Wasn't, yeah, there was, that, was yeah. a horror. Was a, was,
so,
was a,
yeah,
was a,
I'm ready.
People were dying.
I did see a trailer for Valerian, which is.
Thank you.
And it looks amazing.
That's based off a French comic book from the 1970s, and it looks amazing.
Wow. Because. Fifth Element was sort of based on the Mobius comics.
Yes.
It's the same director, right? Luke Besson.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's going to be amazing. We talked about that once the other week.
Oh, my God. That trailer looks like, and then I think they said July. I'm like, ugh. Do we have to wait till July? Yeah. It really looked amazing.
Because they announced it at Comic-Con, and they showed like just a screenshot, and people lost their shit.
That was a hell of a trailer.
Yeah. The trailer's amazing.
It looks a lot like Fifth Element, but even better. Obviously, it's been 20 years since Fifth Element, right?
So. Multipass.
What's that? Multipass? What is that?
Multipass.
I don't know what that is. What is that? Is that from Fifth Element?
Yes. John, have you seen Fifth Element?
I've seen it 100 times. I don't know what multipass is.
That's like the only word
she says. Word she says.
It's like one of the few times she actually says something.
Multipass. Yeah, okay.
Multipass.
I guess that's not what's stuck in my head.
It's the only.
I love that movie.
It's the only
such
one.
Such a great movie.
Lily Sobrieski.
So who did the comic? Valerian? Who did the comic?
I have to look it up. I don't remember.
It was
Mobius. It's a French comic.
Lily Sobrieski.
Well, the French, man, they love their comics. They really know their stuff with the comics. That's the thing. Mobius, I mean, Lucas was into Mobius before anybody really knew who the hell he was in here, you know. A lot. He's really affected the look of a lot of stuff since the 70s.
Silver Surfer.
That's right. I love that version. You know, that's one of those things that people argue about. Should he have even attempted the Silver Surfer? That was pretty damn
love
good.
Love it. Yeah. I know that from Crimson Tide.
That's right. That's a Quentin Tarantino.
That's right.
Yeah, script doctor. That was great.
What's the time?
Time to get ill.
It's a trap.
Whatever I say, Mario's going
to
yell at
me. Do you want me to say the
trap? What's the time?
Oh, it's 22 minutes.
Bang.
I feel like it was a trap.
End scene.
It's a trap.
Answer is always...
Time to party?
Time to get ill.
Oh.
Time to party?
Yeah.
I thought it was business time.
Andrew W.K. It's time to party. Remember that?
Okay, that's not the song, but all right.
Renee's like, no.
Yes, it is.
Renee, the voice of reason. Well, it's not really the song.
That doesn't sound like the song?
Andrew W.K.
Let's get the party started. That's what he says.
Is that what he says?
That's what he says.
Oh, really? Is that what
he says?
He's
looking it
up. He's ready
to
explode. Like, oh, really? Oh, that's what he says. Oh, that's great. Oh, you're one of the neighborhood kids.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Okay. He's like, oh, see? Did you hear?
One of the neighborhood kids. Hi, neighbor.
I will destroy you. No, please talk amongst yourselves. Oh, we got a video here.
He's still looking for the ook ook tooky tooky.
Wouldn't have that problem.
Yeah.
He's still looking for
this
the ook ook
bird. No.
Oh my.
He says it in the chorus.
What were the first words out of his mouth, Renee?
So wait, that's Andrew W.K.?
Andrew W.K., yeah.
He's got a party issue.
It's time to party.
He's a party-holic.
Well, it's 24 minutes now.
It is.
In the words of the great comedian Jimmy Pardo, I invite you to suck it.
Jeez. Fine, I'll turn off my mic.
Get your mic back on. We got to be able to talk to you.
That's the real Mario. That's the real Mario. He's like, but we love you. Can't you take a joke? Come on.
I hate you, but I know.
But Renee, we love you.
I want to party.
Yeah, that sounds like animal. Hey, look out, man.
Okay, so Jack in the
Animals
Box
bowling.
How do you make them better? How can we improve
I love that.
The
right
Jack
back,
in the Box
back on topic. How can you improve it?
Alcohol. More cheese.
Without bringing ranch into the
More
equation.
More cheese.
She's like,
I mean, maybe you can try sweet and sour sauce with it.
No, I know where you're going because they've got all these little things you can. They got all these little things on the side you can dunk it in.
I've
never hated a person more in my entire life.
Put some Flamin' Hot Cheetos in it.
Do you like Yoshinoya?
No.
I don't even know what
Yoshinoya. Yoshinoya is to Japanese food as Taco Bell is to Mexican food.
No, you know what?
It really is, though.
You've never had it. Okay, but...
Yoshinoya is not my favorite. I prefer either Yojimbo or Sanjuro. That was a
Kurosawa joke.
Thank you.
It's all thud.
Well, but, okay, so...
John died.
Why I laugh. The Simpsons. Why I laugh.
That is one of my favorite moments ever in this whole podcast. John's getting such a pleasure out of my joke just tanking. Look at him. He's crying.
Good times.
Anyways.
But if he's laughing, did it really tank then?
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's the Carson thing. You get a bigger laugh out of a tank.
He was laughing at himself laughing that it tanked. I'm sorry, we interrupted you.
Sweet sour sauce.
Yoshinoya, they have a beef ball.
Uh-huh.
Why would they have clam chowder on their menu?
Do they?
They do.
What the
fuck? At Yoshinoya?
What?
So when I was going to Cal State Fullerton...
I have no idea where this argument's going.
Weird.
Would you like to try our lasagna?
When I was at Cal State Fullerton, like one of the guys that I met,
on a quesadilla?
He bought the clam chowder, really okay. Had the bowl, and he put it together and ate it that way.
Did you date this guy?
No.
That's a weird thing
this
to have
is
on
the most she's ever
but,
spoken.
But yeah. I tried it, and it wasn't bad. It was...
What?
I
what?
Just... But why would there be clam chowder on the menu?
Let me ask you a question.
Whose idea was that?
Let me ask
clam chowder on the menu.
Let me ask you a question. Why...
That's what I'm saying. So
are
you
why do you
it
gravitate towards people who do not know how to eat food?
Ranch on
trying,
tacos, beef bowl,
I'm
and clam chowder.
I'm just trying what they did. Well, when he did that, I was like, why even have that?
I know people that tried heroin, and I never was like, you know what? That looks like a good idea. I'm going to try some of that.
Now you know how strongly he feels about this. Heroin is equal to
clam chowder on
the taco.
Clam chowder
on why else would there be clam chowder on that menu?
I still can't figure out why they would put that on a Japanese fast food menu.
Yeah, so if you look at it and you look under soup, there's clam chowder.
Well, it's like when you go to like a Jack's Crab Shack. What's that?
Joe's Crab Shack.
And they've got a burger on the menu, and it's like they always go. I ordered one once because I don't like seafood. I went with some friends. I don't like crab or
that's
shrimp.
Why they have
shrimp.
It.
And the menu, you order that, and the waiter just looks at you like, huh, I don't think anyone's ever ordered the burger before. We've been open 50 years. I don't think anyone's ever ordered the burger at
the
Joe's
reason
Crab
I like
Shack.
Joe's Crab Shack is because they make drinks you can only order one of.
Yeah, it's one of those
will
giant
not let
blue
you
drinks.
Order
oh, really?
Yeah. They specifically say, yeah, you can only have one of those.
Wow.
So is it like a monster?
No, normal size, just the alcohol content so much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like...
I think it's like their shark bite or something like
that.
What's
that place
on road? Is it like straight moonshine or
pretty
what?
Pretty much.
Jesus.
I mean, that would make sense. Yeah. It's 100% alcohol content. You can only have one. It's blue and it's got umbrellas and you got to climb your way out of the top.
Pretty much.
And it's got plastic animals that we put on the edge of the...
What are you looking at?
Apparently, clam chowder is huge in Japan.
Well, there you go.
To the point where
they probably put it in their beef bowl.
To the point where there is now, as there is, they're inspired by America, but they actually have like an instant clam chowder noodle.
That's
package.
Kind of scary.
Yeah.
But I will say that Yoshinoya in Asia is completely different than ours here.
I would imagine.
Because when I went there...
That's like Taco Bell in Mexico.
Yeah, I was going to say, they have
it's
them?
It's empty.
Yeah, so when I went to the Philippines a few years ago, I went to Yoshinoya. They serve it in fancy plates.
Wow.
And it's all fancy and just like made in front of you. It's this huge, big bowl.
So maybe that's where Yoshinoya came from.
Patrick's good.
Maybe.
Like, what happened?
Mario said a joke.
I love that. Mario said a joke to Patrick.
Is that funny?
He's dying. What was it?
Oh my god!
See, now he's not even laughing at the joke. He's laughing at himself.
So what was the joke?
So like it's like a Taco Bell in Mexico. No one's there.
I said it's empty.
It's empty. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh shit.
People listening in are going, wow, they had a great time that day.
No, I wish I was there.
Wow.
What's in these tacos?
What were in those tacos?
It came out of left field. It was perfect.
Empty.
The timing was perfect. Nobody else was paying attention.
He just put it out there.
It's like that scene in the movies where this guy's at this concert and everybody fades away and the singer's just singing to him.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was me. That was just for you.
That was just for Patrick.
Just for Patrick.
Oh, shit.
You're on a roll, Mario.
Mario's crying.
Now Mario's crying. Marta's crying because he's giving such pleasure. I give such pleasure to
pleasure.
I give and I give and I give some more. And
no business, only pleasure.
I don't even know what you guys were talking about. Oh, that was a moment.
It was literally you two just like are isolated and just zeroed in on each other.
I told
you,
everything else went black.
Everything receded into the background. It was beautiful.
And you know the funny thing, too? In my head, I'm like, he's probably told this joke a million times just waiting.
He wasn't expecting
response.
Any sort of. I know, it's kind of weird when you make a joke and on the 20th time somebody just responds to it.
We need to take a break.
This is so in other news.
I'll take a break.
Well, yeah, they say laughter is good for you.
What time is it?
It creates endorphins, minutes. You know?
Okay, let's take a break. Over there.
Oh,
Patrick's still laughing at that joke.
Nice.
That was the laughing kookaburra bird.
Kookaburra.
And thanks to Justine, who did not want to interrupt the podcast with the correct answer, but she found it.
She was so nice not to interrupt the podcast.
Which we've constantly paraded.
Now tell them what she typed in. This is amazing what she typed in, and we got the exact sound effect.
I typed in bird with classic sound in movies.
That's amazing, and they coughed up that.
You just did a Hulhauser.
That's amazing.
So there's all these videos of people from Australia.
Oh, you said there was a list of movies?
They hang them in the backyard.
Yeah, kookaburras are from Australia.
So she said they used that in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, it's in the...
Tarzan and The Wizard of Oz.
It's in the when they're going through the witch's forest.
Yeah. I'd turn back if
and
I were
also
you.
Also has it in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yep, mm-hmm. In the beginning, in the jungle scene. I can tell you every time I've heard it.
Wow.
Like it's the like the Wilhelm scream.
The Wilhelm scream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I do believe in spooks.
I do.
Swiss so Family Robinson.
You were telling us about Yoshinoya before the break.
Before we lost it.
Yeah. But I already finished my story. You just didn't hear it.
Oh, yeah, because this guy was laughing.
I died. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's good times. That's what we do on this podcast, guys. We laugh and laugh and laugh.
Just emotionally lose our shit.
I fell and I fell and I fell. Freud's granddaughter. Oh, I had a dream. I fell and I fell and I fell. And then I woke up.
Oh, good times. That's all. It's good to laugh long and hard and loud.
Yeah. You want another cigarette?
Yeah. No kidding.
Sweet.
I really engaged my core in that last section, so I'm a little worn up again.
Was it good for you?
I'm going to have to rehydrate with some.
It was great
Arrowhead
for me.
Spit water. Some Arrowhead.
Arrowhead spit water.
That's the spit of celebrities.
I guess we're not going to get a case of that for employment.
All right, here we go. So, during the week, Renee. This is one of my all-time favorite things. Somebody, I think it was a friend of the show, Shane.
Yes.
My long-lost son, Shane, this kid, Shane, mm-hmm. posted a little article on Renee's Facebook page that said Ben Affleck is now getting fed up, and if they don't come up with a script, he's going to walk away from this Batman project.
I thought he was writing the script.
He
was, but now they're not.
Well, the studio is trying to get the little
tinkering.
Fingers in it. Yeah.
So Renee's response was "F me, man." That was Renee's response, and he seemed very upset about it. So my question to you guys is: now I did prepare John initially an hour before the show, so he would have something in his mind. I told Renee about it, so he would. But let me ask you guys this: why do you think? And this is a very serious question. Why is Batman as a character so hard to sustain over a long period of time? If you look at things like James Bond, which has been 50 years, and there have been some missteps, but it's pretty much been one continuous stream of James Bond movies. Whereas with Batman, they've started this franchise a couple of times and they stopped it a couple of times. And we're about to restart it again. Or they kind of restarted it again, I guess, with
Batman. Yeah, it's tricky. You know why? take on it is it's trickier to get the tone right.
Yeah.
With James Bond, you know, if you got a good actor and the writing's there, you know, you got all those books to go by. But with Batman, it's a trickier tone because they don't want to go too dark and they don't want to camp it up and they don't, you know, they don't want it to be like just for kids, but they don't want it to be outrageous. And I think for me, the high watermark was the Christopher Nolan trilogy. And it's always going to be hard to top that because what he did was what nobody thought could be done. Make it so believable. Nothing outrageous. He said from the beginning, nothing supernatural, nothing that you couldn't actually pull off with modern technology. He didn't want it to just be over the top. And that's why, for me, they work. And I think his idea was, let them work like the Godfather movies. It's a crime story. It's psychological, but it's not just a guy in a suit. And that's why they work, because everything makes sense. It's not so outlandish that you can't believe it. Mm-hmm. And so it gives it some real dramatic heft and some real risk. So I think that will always be, for me, that's going to be the bar you've got to pass.
What, Renee, why do you think they went away from that style? Do you think the idea of doing Batman versus Superman, it was a necessity to kind of, even though you still have realism, you kind of had a more realistic Batman portrayed in Batman vs. Superman. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, now you brought the element of Superman into it. Even though they try to make it more like an extraterrestrial story, mm-hmm. now you're kind of taking Batman out of that, the realism he was rooted in mm-hmm. in the Nolan trilogy. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you've mentioned before, that's one of your favorite portrayals of Batman on screen because it's so true to the comics.
Comics. Which one's your favorite?
The Ben Affleck Batman. Ah. I like the Ben Affleck Batman a lot because, for me, I mean, I love the Nolan Batmans. The movies were great. I didn't like the characters, though. That's the thing. I didn't like Christian Bale's Batman portrayal, at least. You know, one being the voice, obviously.
Why? Where is he?
He's not much like the comics.
Yeah. And what that he learned everything basically just from the League of Shadows, and that was it. You know, And I was like, if he... Batman knows like 100 different types of martial arts. He doesn't know just one. And, you know, watching that, I did like it, but I couldn't watch – I didn't like the fighting style in those movies.
Yeah.
In the Nolan Batmans. He was just basically fighting like a brute. He was slow. He wasn't quick. He wasn't flipping around.
Yeah. Not like the comics.
Yeah, not like the comics. And in the Batman versus Superman one, I mean, obviously in that warehouse scene, he's throwing guys across this, you know, a warehouse. He's slamming one against a crate. You know, that was great. I was like, yes, this is the Batman I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
So I feel like with Ben Affleck's Batman, he's also a Batman fan himself. So he wants he knows what fans want to see. And I'm happy to know that he's writing, directing, and he's starring in it, obviously.
Do you think he can get it off the ground without Ben Affleck? Do you think they'll just take it and go, well, Ben Affleck wrote it, but let's cast another actor in the part.
So they're getting a little antsy about the writing.
The studio wants to like basically alter it a bit, and he said multiple times that if it's not to his liking at all, he'll drop out of the project. Mm-hmm. Which I'm glad he's doing, but at the same time, I want that Batman movie at the same time.
Yeah, and where does that leave them? Because they've started to reestablish a new
universe. You know,
I can't see them doing it without him because they've spent all this time reestablishing. They're doing what? Mm-hmm. He's been in two movies already, starting a third.
Yeah, he sort of turned up in Suicide Squad just
briefly. He's right in the end.
Yeah. Is he going to turn up in the Wonder Woman movie? Or?
I don't know. I don't think so. I hope they keep that. Like,
but you know, Jesus, he got Best Picture for Argo? Maybe they should just leave him alone and see what
happens.
That's
the thing. His track record's pretty good. I mean, Tom was great.
Just give
Argo
him
was great.
Yeah.
So I don't know why.
At some point, they got to let go and just say, well, that's been kind of the problem with DC is
they muddle too much. Yeah,
they won't get off the pot. Just take a shot.
It seems I see now. I'm looking more into it. Like, it's mostly Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers is the reason why the movies haven't been that great.
Because they're hell bent on catching up to Marvel.
Yeah,
and the irony of that is Warner Brothers Animation has done DC films for years.
Yeah,
and they've done a great job. DC animated films, and so
those are better.
They should pick the brains of the people that are doing those.
But that's what I've said it before. We've talked about it here. They should let the animation team do
Or like, what's his name? Bruce Timm and Paul Dini? How about get those guys signed up for a live action? Christ.
Yeah, why not?
You know, Brad Bird makes live action movies. Just get those guys on board to storyboard or anything. Script them.
Now, Jake, as someone who just recently got into comics, like what's been your favorite interpretation of Batman so far?
I really like Christopher Nolan for the same reason a lot of people do, is because it felt so real. It felt like it was grounded in some sort of like logic and reasoning behind it. When I think it's cool how you know, Batman learns like all these different types of fighting styles, and he has a way of dealing with a lot of different superheroes, which on an equal playing field would totally just destroy him. Mm. But this one, it was like the Christopher Nolan one, it was gritty without being like overly dark, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It was more realistic.
Like,
but
the Tim Burton ones were super dark, but they were kind of a little campy and stylized.
Super campy.
Yeah, I mean, not as campy as the TV show. That's the thing. When you say, oh, gee, those Tim Burton movies were kind of campy. Well, not nearly as campy as the Adam West TV
By the way,
show.
They sell, a Funko Pop figure of the Joker from the TV series with the surfboard.
And the mustache.
He's got the mustache.
I love that. Oh, I see that with all the toys where it's the Cesar Romero Joker, they always put in a little mustache.
That is so
good. So somebody made a great decision. Like, if we're going to do this, we're really going to do it.
That's it. Justin, do you care about Batman? Do you like the Batman films? What's your take?
No, I like Superman. I'm not a huge fan of Batman.
You're the one person who likes Superman.
Ew.
You also
just,
like...
No, she's just the one person at the table. No. There's lots of Superman fans.
Where?
Well, nobody I know, but,
not here.
but I know they're out there.
They were all on Krypton right before it got blown up.
I'm not a fan of Batman. I just think...
They're all the Trump supporters.
Their outfits are just
kind of...
Damn.
Wait, hold on. What were you saying, Justine? I heard that, though. Good one.
Just their outfits don't really do it for me.
Wow.
Just because if you watch...
The outfits, you don't like the bat suits just with the nipples?
Towel.
Yeah. Their underwear, it's just... I don't know.
Superman's got bright.
That was
but
so
Superman
last
is all
season.
Underwear.
Superman's running in his pajamas.
Yeah.
It's well, all it's underoos.
He wore the same thing he landed in.
Technically, that's his baby blanket.
Yeah.
When I just watched that cartoon on HBO.
Which one? All-Star Superman?
Killer Joke? Killing Joke?
Yeah. The Killing Joke. He had, like, it just looked like underwear on him.
Yeah.
I don't know. It did. It looked like he was wearing underwear. Like, he was wearing a onesie, like what on I would outside. Wear if I wanted to be Batman, to be wearing a onesie.
Wow.
But I just
That's
think there's
reason.
No purpose
His outfit
in
is
the
terrible.
Cape. I don't know, the whole outfit just throws me
I
off.
I like Batman's outfit.
Wait, so Superman
so
wearing red, yellow, and blue, you're good
I'm
with
that?
I'm
not a
with
fan
giant
of his
boots?
Cape and stuff, but at least they toned
his
down
cape
his color.
What did we get here?
Maybe, have you read any of the...
His cape was sale last
That's the
Tuesday,
trick.
So
read,
bad.
Tim Gunn presents Superhero Critiques. Oh, that is not too good.
His outfit is sale last season. Okay.
No, so you should probably read
Designers?
You should read Killing Joke or Dark Knight or one of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Designers.
Even year one
I need
was
you
fantastic.
To design
was
a
that
new...
year one?
Somebody call the fashion police.
Year one's great.
This
yeah,
guy
that'd
is
be
a major
great way
violation.
Story, yeah. Yeah, but for not following it, I probably like the Burton movies. Just because I was a child when I watched it, and it was
so it's sentimental.
Don't
value.
Excuse yourself.
To,
yeah.
You
to like
meet
what you like.
So did
no,
you see,
but I liked it. I liked
did you see the Christopher Nolan movies?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy them?
Yeah, it was okay. His voice. Me off.
Yeah, the voice kind of bugged everybody.
I didn't know what he was saying. I was like, what is
I know
happening?
That last scene in like the second movie, you're like, Batman. Christ, we need subtitles. I don't know what he's saying. I know it's important, but I don't know what the hell he's saying.
Yeah.
The city deserves a murder.
Yeah, when I watched the subtitles, I understood what the movie was about.
Yeah, it really
Renee's
did.
So happy right now.
Like in the theater, I'm going, what?
Why'd you say that name?
I'm going to have to see this movie again just to hear what the last 10 minutes was. You know, the city needs a hero.
Will you guys stop doing that?
Damn.
That's why the Lego movie's so funny, because he's doing that
yeah,
Batman.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
That's
he's
why
doing
that's,
it better.
That's, you know, that's going to come out, and everyone's going to say, that's the best Batman movie. You know that's going to happen.
It's going to be the best
It's going to come out, and everyone's going to go, that's the best Batman
I've said it before, I'll say
Lego
it again.
Lego Batman.
Lego Batman so far, best incarnation of the character.
Well, the trailer's hilarious, my God. Have you
well,
seen the trailer?
In,
yeah, they're great.
Just him in Lego movie.
I know. That was the best thing in the Lego movie, yeah.
Well, everyone that's voicing it, what is it? It's Will Arnett. As
Batman.
As the
as
Batman.
Batman. And then you have Zach Galifianakis doing Joker.
Great.
And then you have Rosario Dawson being Barbara Gordon.
Nice.
Rosario Dawson's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wow, she's working both sides of the aisle because she's in the Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
She's the night nurse.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No
yeah.
kidding.
And then Michael
Cera. Cage.
And then Michael Cera is going to be Robin.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, that's perfect casting. Yeah.
That makes sense.
If Robin's going to be annoying, that's perfect casting.
Yeah.
My favorite
So they're in a movie together again?
Yeah.
My favorite meme of the last 2 weeks was R.A.P. George Michael, and it had a picture of Michael Cera from Arrested Development.
That's terrible. I've seen
so
it.
So good.
I saw that. That was funny.
George Michael Bluth. Love it. We lost John. We lost Debbie Reynolds.
Oh. Yeah.
That's weird. It's a day after Carrie Fisher.
We recorded the Carrie Fisher episode, and then the day after, Carrie Fisher passed away.
I mean, my God.
Were we? Did we talk about Carrie Fisher passing away?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then the very next day,
that was a whole episode.
La Debbie Reynolds died.
Now get this, you know the star. Somebody put the lettering on that star for her. I know the guy who did that. I go to work. It's one of the guys at work. He's a huge Star Wars fan. He's always like number. He's always first in line at the Chinese when they do a star.
Yeah.
He was there. He's the one. He put the letters down, and immediately everyone started gathering around and putting candles and flowers down, and it's right in front of the Chinese, and. They said, yeah, we'll put a little rope around it so people don't step on it and mess it up.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's funny because I went to work and he's a huge fan. And like I said, he's always at these like opening premiere things.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, was Jason there with flowers? And I get Jason put the lettering down. The Carrie Fisher, may the force be with you.
Wow.
He's the one that put it down there. So he said a lot of people were interviewing him, because he was down there a couple days in the, with the lightsaber and the robes. He said he felt like he was the people needed somebody to talk to. And he's just trying to sort of guard the star so people weren't messing it up. And he said people were weeping. Little kids crying. And
it's crazy.
Yeah. He says people needed a place to gather and there wasn't one. So, because usually when somebody dies, that's what they do. They try to find the star and put stuff down. So
I ended up watching New Hope last week after we talked. I sat down and rewatched it and my daughter came in and she watched it. She watched them when she was younger, but Star Wars isn't high on her list of favorites. I mean, she likes it, but it's not, she doesn't have it memorized.
And you still love her.
Well, I'll take that from her, but
she's my child.
Yeah, she's my child. But it's a fault on my part, obviously. But
what did you do wrong?
I let her watch other things. That was my first mistake.
I let her watch other
Star
things.
Wars. It should have just been Star Wars.
I'll let you out when you watch the entire trilogy.
But it was really funny to get her take on it because I said, "Well, what did you think of that now that you're older?" She said, "That was really good." She said it was. She said she goes. Princess Leia is awesome, and she said, but the rest of the movie is just Han and Luke being dumb. And I was like, you're not wrong.
That's a New Hope.
Yeah. I was like, you're not wrong.
One of the most accurate statements ever.
I was like, God, you're pretty insightful for a 12-year-old. Now go to your room. Nobody talks about Han Solo that way.
What'd you think of Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan.
Now that's the name I have.
That's the name I've got.
Every time we do Alec Guinness, it turns into something else.
I have not gone by the name of Obi-Wan since long before you were born.
I don't remember owning a droid.
Ooh.
It's like, you don't remember R2? Jesus.
I think he was being coy.
I think the prequels hadn't been made yet.
No, you know what, though? If you watch that scene.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things that are tells when he asks him, what happened to my father? And you see
Alec. Well, no, for sure that, yeah.
He's like, well.
Yeah.
So there was
so I told this dude in a matter of speaking. In a matter of speaking? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Your father ceased to become Anakin.
Obi-Wan.
So in a way, he did kill your father in a matter of speaking.
Yes.
I loved you in The Lady Killers.
I have not gone by the name of Obi-Wan. The officers will not work with the enlisted men.
Sir Alec.
Yeah.
Please, just call me Alec.
Oh, Lawrence, you have much to learn about the Bedouins.
Dr. Zhivago.
Yeah.
This one's strong in the ways of Lenin.
So, and McCartney. Now, thank you. Back to the Batman.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I didn't get to talk about Batman.
Yeah, Jake.
What do you think?
Well, you're not Jake. Patrick.
So weird.
What's been your favorite so far?
How long have you known him? You still get his name wrong.
Almost every single time.
Excluding animation, this most recent rendition of Batman has been one of the closest to the comic books. And I enjoy the comic books. I've read them for a long time.
Are you talking about Batman vs. Superman?
Yeah. Ben Affleck's Batman has been really good. There's things I don't like about him, but still has been the closest to actually Batman from the comic book. My biggest issue with the movies is that everybody's done them, tried to do them completely different styles. You have the TV show,
there's no way
which
around
is
that.
Super campy.
Yeah.
You have the Christopher Nolan movies, which are kind of gritty and dark and more realistic. And then you've got the Tim Burton movies, which are just wacky and goofy kind of some point.
Hey. Nice to meet you.
And it's just...
Well, see, that's not Tim Burton. Nobody's mentioning the Joel Schumacher movies, which are just shit.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. Nobody's going to defend those. It's crap.
Yeah. So it's just the fact that
The bat nipple.
It was the closest to the comic book I enjoyed. I love movies that get as close to the comic book as possible. Yeah. The Deadpool, for instance, that it was amazing because they did such a close, you know, telling of the story as close as they could to him.
And they were allowed to because probably nobody had a concept.
Yeah. Exactly.
I guarantee that nobody had read the comic except like Kevin Feige probably, you know.
Everybody's struggling because they're using source material, but they're not using just the comic book. They're going back to the movies. They're going back to the television show.
And he's got a long history.
Yeah, they're using that as a lot of the source material for his movies, and that really hurts because they've got, you can see, you know, portions of different Batmans from different movies in the newer ones.
Well, how should they do it?
I mean,
just pick a new approach.
Yeah,
I mean,
just go as close.
I mean,
to
when you say it's like
can.
The comic, you mean like the newer comics?
Yes.
Yeah, like the current comics. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not even New 52. I'm talking like Year One, which was great. Yeah. I mean,
that would be a great movie.
That'd be amazing.
But people get tired of origin stories. I got
they don't necessarily need to do an origin story.
I mean, people get kind of annoyed with that. Every time they do a Spider-Man, there's an origin story. Can't we just get
Except
on with
for this
it?
One? Yeah. That's why everybody's excited.
They can fast forward it. Like, what was that movie that just showed a clip of what was happening?
Well, the Hulk
it was like telling
with
it
Ed Norton
the...
oh, yeah. over the credits.
That was great. Yeah,
yeah
and same thing with Batman versus Superman.
Yeah,
they did.
There you
the
go.
Origin. I mean, they did that a little excessive.
Yeah.
Because I don't really think you need an origin
for
Batman.
But they can do that
for
Batman.
But in order to like,
you
got to
do something.
Yeah,
yeah,
they have to kind of pay an homage, which I hate when they always reboot everything too.
Right.
But I think they could have done just like a stand. Like Rogue One's a good example.
Yeah.
It while it's a you know a small offshoot of the main story, they could have done the same thing with Batman, where it's just an offshoot of his main story. It's not you don't need an origin.
Hey, they could do that.
You
a
don't
Batman
need
story.
An, you don't need an end. You just need a brief page of the comic.
That would be interesting because that is the problem. They always lock into like a part two, part three.
You don't
it would
need
be
that.
Nice to have a standalone a Batman story.
Mm-hmm. The Batman.
The Batman.
Yeah, I think
who
that'd
is
be... I think
isn't that what
they're going to
call
which,
that one?
Which, what?
Isn't that what this called this one? The Batman?
The Batman, that's like the working title.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah,
so,
I wanted to call it The Batman.
Yeah.
I just think if they went with... Not a you don't need to tell the beginning of Batman. You don't. Yeah. If they do an offshoot movie where it's just a story, that's it. Like the animated movies. The animated movies, you don't have a beginning and an end. Joker still lives at the end. Yeah. You know, he still makes it through.
Well, that's the thing too is that I always like. Well, one of the things that I'm really excited about with the Ben Affleck movie, Batman movie, is that he says it's an original story. It's a story that he put together. They'll do a little homages to comic book.
Yeah.
Like stuff. But the thing is that he didn't want to do a direct like adaptation. He wanted to put his own spin on it.
Nice.
And the one thing that I like, though, it's going to take place in Arkham Asylum, which we've never seen in a Batman movie.
Ah,
you know, we've never actually seen Arkham Asylum in Batman movies or even mentioned did it.
Yeah.
Like, I think in the Nolan ones, they mentioned, like, Blackgate.
Yeah.
You know, that was it.
Well, in the Tim Burton ones, it was... I don't know if they called it Arkham Asylum or not.
Was it the Riddler in some sort of asylum or
Mr.
something?
Mr. Freeze was.
Yeah.
And that might have been Blackgate, though.
No, they called it Arkham, I think, in the Schumacher ones.
Yeah.
Like they said they're going to send him to Arkham. That's it.
But, yeah.
What did you think of Gotham?
Gotham? I don't like the show Gotham.
Because there's no Batman.
There's no Batman, but then also they're bringing in these Batman villains that are supposed to be coming in along with Batman. Like, they already brought in Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
Poison Ivy now,
yeah.
You know, and Court of Owls was kind of a letdown how they brought that into it and stuff like that. So
my biggest issue with Ben Affleck's Batman is the symbol.
Is
the
what?
Symbol? I like the symbol.
With fat bat?
I like the bigger.
I don't like
the fat
bat.
I like the fat bat.
The
Batman
symbol?
The way they've kind of,
it's spread
like
out.
It.
Well, it almost doesn't look like a bat.
It just looks like a trapezoid. You've got
like
a trapezoid
Dark
on
Knight,
his chest.
It's like the Dark Knight Returns bat symbol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, I didn't like. I didn't
it's like somebody ran it over.
Christopher Nolan's Batman symbol either. I didn't like that either.
Boy, you guys are picky nerds.
Well, you open in the rage.
You posed the question.
Well, I didn't like the Nolan one because it was like in the Dark Knight. In the Dark Knight, it was
black
so small.
On black.
Yeah, it was black on
the
black.
The thing is, he
so
didn't
small.
Want to get into all that. You know?
I mean, you don't see Batman throwing the bats. You know, the bat wings,
the batarangs,
the batarangs. Yeah, thank you.
Well, that was crazy, boy. That last one with the bat brand. He's going to brand him with the bat.
That was
That's
a little,
pretty dark.
That was pretty
Nobody's
intense.
Talked about the 1940s movie serial Batman, which
I've
for
got
me
the, I've
is
got
the best.
That's Batman. The definitive Batman.
That's it.
It's a guy who is in long johns with a bat sewn on the top.
In underwear, like yeah, just like Justine
that
likes
That really
it.
Does look like underwear. And what's great is Robin looks like he's 35. You know, he's taller than Batman.
Yes. Burt Ward. Old Burt Ward.
No, that's pre-Burt Ward. You've seen those, right? Do you have those serials, those Batman serials?
I don't. Isn't it called The Batman?
There's two of them, and they are from the 40s, and there's one where he's fighting the Japanese. It's the middle, yes, of the, it's the middle of the war, and he's fighting the Japanese.
It's crazy.
Or he's fighting a mastermind who's trying to, you know.
My other issue with Christopher Nolan's Batman is he wasn't strong enough. Yeah. Batman is somebody who can take on any other member.
But he's a man. But he's a man.
Well, he's a man.
He's not Superman. He's not the Green Lantern. He's a man.
Nor is Batman in the comic books. You know, super. You know, super.
It's a fine line because he's not superhuman.
He's always. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, one of the greatest intellects. He's the great detective, and Christopher Nolan's Batman was not a detective. Well, okay. Please
apologize. Did you say the greatest intellect?
Please apologize. The second greatest detective.
He's standing with the detective.
The second greatest.
But that was the idea. You know, the idea with Batman is he'd be a cross between Zorro and Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
He's going to be very athletic. He's going to be dashing in the window, but he's going to have the intellect of a Sherlock Holmes.
So I mean, Christopher Nolan's Batman. He wasn't a detective, and we haven't really seen a lot of that in the Batman movies.
Nobody wants to see that.
I do.
I'm not saying you don't, but I'm saying
there's no action.
It's the same reason you have to make a Sherlock Holmes movie like you did with Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
that's true.
Right, because those don't read like an action movie.
Yeah, that's true.
But he can box. He's physically fit, but nobody wants to see just
like if Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes. That was a decent movie.
They're not bad, but you have to kind of focus on the fact that he also was physically capable. You can't just do a...
I want to see them do like a black and white noir Batman movie.
That'd be cool.
What was the comic? Batman Black and White.
I want to see that.
That would be great.
Amazing.
Now you know I'd go see that.
That's like, you know, Sin City plus Batman just not as, you know, gritty.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Well, get Robert Rodriguez to do a black and white Batman and there you go.
I'll make a phone call.
See, that's the guy. He would really pull no punches.
But I want Michelle Rodriguez in my Batman. He's going to put her in there.
You think so?
Yeah.
Salma Hayek would be
Danny Trejo is.
Hey, Barbara Gordon would be Salma Hayek. Anything wrong
Danny
with that?
Danny Trejo is Commissioner Gordon.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, Edward James Olmos is.
Edward James Olmos.
Commissioner Gordon.
Is Commissioner Gordon. Hey.
And Cheech Marin.
Batman.
Cheech Marin as the Joker.
Batman, do me a favor. Hey, Batman. The Joker, he's got to go down. My hands are tied, I say. You're going to have to do it. You're going to take care of this. We're going to do the Latino. We're going to go Vato Man.
El Batman.
Yeah. El Batman.
Next episode, we should do a casting call. Like, who would we cast in a Latino Batman.
Well, right now, who's the hot Latino actor? You need like a Bruce Wayne.
Antonio Banderas.
You need like a Diego Luna.
There you go.
You need like a Diego Luna.
But he needs to eat something.
But he had no personality in Star Wars.
He needs to eat something.
In Rogue One.
I wouldn't say no personality.
There was
too many characters. If you'd gotten rid of maybe five characters, you'd have a lot more of him.
He flipped really quick.
Yeah, they showed him as doing something dirty and then...
All of a sudden, I'm not going to do that again.
It was fast. I wish he did something else.
There were some weak spots in that movie. I'm not gonna lie. I still enjoyed it, but
for sure.
It's not a perfect movie.
It wasn't perfect. Yeah.
It's not my favorite Star Wars movie.
Still way better than the Joel Schumacher Batman.
The Joel Schumacher Star Wars. Yeah.
Yeah. Val Kilmer, probably the most underrated of all the Batman. Maybe George Clooney.
Well, here's the problem. With those movies, it was not the fault of Val Kilmer or George Clooney. It was not their fault. It's the direction.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say Val Kilmer was a bad Batman.
George Clooney killed the franchise, it was the director.
And the acting.
I mean, he made those day-glow campy messes. He was not taking it seriously at all.
As soon as you cast Jim Carrey.
It becomes a Jim Carrey movie.
That became a Jim Carrey movie.
And that was his hottest year. Yeah. I think he was coming off of The Mask and Ace Ventura and all
I think even Joel Schumacher told him to do the Riddler like the Joker.
Right.
Yeah. So that was their big mistake right there, too.
Like, yeah, right, because he's playing it like, an audition for the Joker. Yeah.
What, how are we doing on time? There's Paul.
27 minutes. Paul?
What's that from? How are we doing on time, Paul? My all-time?
Oh, it's Dave Letterman.
Yeah, my idol. Love it.
You got to throw that. You got to throw it behind you.
So, guys, do you want to see Are We Sick of Batman?
I'm sick of Batman origin stories.
I'll agree with Patrick.
No, that's fine. Skip the origin. I'm not sick of Batman movies if they're good Batman movies.
Favorite superhero, Jake. All time.
All time? That's tough.
John Sandy.
Yeah, it's past.
Batman's number one.
Wrong.
And number two?
Justine.
You don't like mine. Wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Superman.
Squirrel Girl. Absolutely wrong.
Squirrel Girl,
if
number one.
If we're doing comic books, it's Green Lantern.
Wrong.
Really?
Hal Jordan. I
more
love
than Batman.
I
really?
Love Hal Jordan.
How about that?
Okay.
How about you?
I like he. Why do you point to me knowing?
The Batman.
This is Batman.
Wrong. Jake?
I would say Batman.
And your favorite is?
Superman.
Spider-Man.
See, Spider-Man's number two.
That is a good one.
Spider-Man number two.
Swinging from...
I have Batman, Spider-Man, and Captain America.
And, you know, Deadpool's like number three.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Number two for me would be Swamp Thing.
Saul Spider-Man.
All you need to know about
me. Oh, the goon.
I think I like Thor second.
Oh.
Well, that's a girl.
Did she,
Thor number
do
two.
You she only like,
that's do you, a girl.
Superman and Thor. We know where she's coming from on this.
Oh, yeah.
She only likes...
Aren't they
yeah,
wonderful?
Where she gets her material.
Aren't they
face,
wonderful? So.
She likes Chris Hemsworth and Henry Cavill.
I was going to say...
Oh, now I get it.
Okay, the scene where he's
oh my
shirtless
God, yeah.
coming out of the water.
Right.
This one in the movie theater was like, hey.
I like grabbed your well, arm. Then, I was like, oh, my God.
From that line of thinking, my favorite is Wonder Woman. Linda Carter. Oh my God.
Man, Thor. Chris Hemsworth, he only looks good in Thor. The other movies he's been in, I've
Ghostbusters.
Like, I never saw it. Was it good?
That was funny.
Cabin in the Woods.
I never saw Ghostbusters.
He was funny.
You never saw Cabin in the Woods? You should
really?
See Cabin in the Woods.
Watch Cabin in the Woods.
It'll scare the shit out of you.
He's cute in it.
Will it Evil Dead scare the shit
so
out of
me? He looks good
yes.
in it.
Okay.
Which,
right.
Original Evil Dead?
Yeah, original
yeah.
Evil
Anyone?
Dead.
Yes.
That thing scared the crap out of me.
Terrifying.
You no, I saw him in that
when
whale
the tree
movie.
Raped somebody? Oh, shit.
Moby. Was it that?
Moby Dick?
Oh, it was the,
movie?
It was the movie that was about.
Heart of the Sea.
Yeah.
That's it. Which was based on. That's the true event that was yeah. inspired Moby Dick.
He was only good looking as Thor.
Look at that. She's doing. She's gazing.
Again.
This is like right out of.
Because he takes his shirt
hand
off
on
in
cheek,
the movie.
Gazing up. She was so wonderful.
Wow.
She's got a lady boner.
I don't think I've ever heard that before. Lady boner.
Oh, what's that from? That's from something.
Shwing.
Wouldn't that hurt?
A lady boner.
They're not cramps, they're lady boner.
From Johnson & Johnson. So what's your number two? Spider-Man, what's number two
just
for you?
That's all I really like.
I love that. That's
yeah.
just, that's
there's
it.
Only one superhero.
The first five are Spider-Man.
He don't yeah. give a shit about
no,
anything
I
else.
Think Batman's your number two, right?
Mm. Oh, he's definitely number two.
Oh, I thought you
wow.
Might
wow. Yeah,
that's
Renee, beat the shit out of
that's
him.
That's Superman,
hey,
actually.
Renee, beat the crap out of him.
I'm sorry. I have the proportional strength of a spider. So
how about
your little
Man?
Gadgets
I have,
can.
I have the proportionate strength of an ant. Whoa, look out. Strength of an ant.
I am starting to like Wonder Woman, though.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I watched a movie on Netflix on
doesn't
her
she
backstory. Once I watched that backstory, I was like, oh my gosh, she's awesome.
Yeah.
And I learned everything about her.
Wonder Woman.
I am starting to like her. I didn't like her.
Especially
from
as
that
portrayed
show.
By Linda Carter, the lovely Linda Carter.
The lovely half Latina
oh,
Linda Carter.
Isn't she wonderful?
Isn't she lovely? Wow, that was a good harmonica noise.
So if that movie does really well, then that might be my top.
Did you see the trailer?
She might be my
yeah,
top.
Trailer
the trailer
great.
Looks pretty amazing.
Oh, Chris
yeah.
Pine looks great in that.
That's so funny. She's my secretary. Boom! She's a really good secretary.
Love it. I love
good trailer. It. Yeah, solid. Well, you know, she kind of stole the show in that last movie.
Oh, yeah.
She was the yeah. only one that looked like she was having any fun.
And also the only one that looked like she meant business when she's battling Doomsday or whatever.
Yeah.
She's the one that looks like she's having fun kicking his ass, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Superman's way
don't
too
even
serious.
Get me started
Superman.
About Doomsday.
Batman just disappears in Act 3 because he's got nothing to do.
He just yeah. flies off.
Well, he's kind of like Han Solo in Return of the Jedi. Yeah. Like, I got nothing to do. I think I'm going to go, I don't know, annoy these people over here.
Yeah.
Like,
Superman said something about Martha and he just needed to go cry.
Why did you say Martha? Why did you say Martha? Why did you say her name?
There's a meme. There's a meme.
Triggered.
There's a meme of Godzilla and King Kong. And they're like, King Kong's got Godzilla in like a chokehold, and it's like, why did you say Mothra?
Oh, that's great.
I sent that
I
to you.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like
good
that.
Old Patrick's always searching for me.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. If I find anything, I send it to Mario right away. I'm like, he needs to see this.
All right, guys.
On Washington's birthday, they should have a guy in a powdered wig going, "What did you say, Martha? What did you say, Martha? What did you say, Martha?"
Renee, can you pull up "Good Morning" from "Singing in the Rain" real quick, and we're going to say our goodbyes.
Ah, my favorite.
Love it.
Favorite
musical.
You're
going to make us all cry.
Yeah, prepare to cry like bitches.
To say goodbye to the great Debbie Reynolds.
We're all going
to
cry.
Mother of Princess Leia. We're going to close out with a little song here. So before we cue that up.
Singing in the Rain.
It's from Singing in the Rain.
You know, they're going to be playing that. It's a Fathom event. That was planned even before she passed away. They're going to be running Singing in the Rain, I think, in a week or two.
What?
It's going to be a Fathom event.
Where?
Some theater, some AMC theaters are going to be running that.
I took
that.
My daughter to it a couple years ago when they had
they're
like
they're going to do it again. Yeah.
I
think TMC, Turner Classic Movies is going to start doing this. Every month they're going to run a classic on the big screen.
Yeah. Wait.
Is that her?
Wait, hang on.
Crank is that her?
Not yet.
Debbie Reynolds.
I'll tell you when to pause it. Wait. Keep playing it and I'll tell you when to pause it.
What a great movie.
One of the greatest movies of all time. Oh, no, your lucky days are 24. Right. I'll tell you when. Okay, pause it. All right. So,
yeah.
Jake, thank you for being here, even though you're on your phone. Patrick, thank you for being here.
The first time
I've
ever been on my phone on this show. Okay. I needed to see who the name of that.
Justine, you are so attentive, and you're such a good friend.
She fell asleep. Like
and she found out
ago.
Who the bird
wow.
was.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. At the wrong time.
You can come back anytime.
She got it.
I just took Renee's job.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, you want to
you could put ranch on my
only
taco anytime.
Thank you.
Holy Moses.
Whoa.
You're like, what? Whoa. You're like, what? I meant taco.
You can put ranch on my taco anytime.
I appreciate that.
Damn.
I may take you up on that.
Hey,
that's going to become a new thing.
Wow.
That's
the
shirt.
Title of the episode,
yeah,
right?
No, she gave me the title of the episode.
Ranch on my taco.
I already got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be like Netflix and chill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ranch on my taco.
Yeah, that'll be the new term. Yeah.
You want to put a little ranch on my taco?
Yeah.
I want that as a shirt.
Ranch on my taco.
Ranch on my taco.
As we
can make that happen.
They're printing the shirts as we speak.
Everyone's going to try it.
Go on the pub.
Tell you what, you bring tacos next week with ranch. I will try it.
Will okay. you?
Oh.
I don't, it might be just like their ranch because their ranch is kind of different.
By the way, Mario watered. Canceled next week's podcast.
I will 20
I will,
minutes
I will
in
make
when I'm
everyone to try
barfing
it.
Up ranch.
I've tried it already. It's like, that's what I dunked the egg rolls in, you know. Like I said, they're dry. You got to put something on them.
Yeah. Renee, thank you for being here. No You're problem. The best
no problem.
Around.
Nothing's
ever going
to
keep you down.
Mm-hmm.
John Sandy,
yes,
my right hand man.
You're too
man, close. we've
you
been.
You should ask what he does with his right hand.
What puts okay. ranch on tacos?
There we go. How long we've been together?
Hello.
How long have you and I been partners, Pally? Boom, boom, boom. I don't know what just happened. That's weird.
Oh, God. You guys are the best. So,
yeah,
we're gonna say we're gonna give our own little tribute to the late Debbie Reynolds. And if you haven't seen it, please watch "Singing in the Rain." Go home and watch it right now. Walk away from the podcast when it's all done.
Mm.
Get in your
hear
car.
Hear the lovely music. Get in your car. Go to a Redbox. Browse to Netflix. Go to YouTube. Do what you can, but see it. It's a great movie. One of the all-time great musicals. Even if you don't like musicals.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still funny.
Funny as hell.
And boy, she is just adorable in it. She's fantastic.
She's amazing.
She's like 19. It's her first movie.
It's like her second movie. She's keeping up with Gene Kelly and
Donald O'Connor.
I mean, two guys that were born dancing, and she just keeps right up.
Yep. So we're going to hear a little bit of "Good Morning." As we say good night, we will hear her say good morning. So until next time, this transmission ends now, and fight the power.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright. Now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight. So good morning. Good morning, sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning to you
and you and you and you. Good morning, we've gabbed the whole night through. Good morning to you.
Nothing could be grander than to be in Louisiana in the morning.
In the morning.